previously on Best in Show.
I definitely never gave my mailman or my garbage man $100.
No, I'm not those people.
What do you give them? 20s?
It depends. 20s, a case of beer, stuff like that's usually the way to go with the garbage man.
Give your garbage man an open beer and then see if there's garbage around the rest of the blocks after you for the next, like, hour.
Or an EMT person. So.
Yeah.
I'm having a heart attack. Do you have my tip?
Do you tip after?
I'm not so sure this defibrillator is going to work unless there's a 20. No, I peed all over myself.
Yeah. In pantaloons?
In my pantaloons. Oh. I just stood there and peed on myself.
Animal. You're an animal.
You are gross.
I was young. I may have
Were you three?
The spilling people.
Oh, spilling beer all over you?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, would the pissing in his pants guy be considered one of the spilling people? Or does he get his own
category? I didn't realize I knew that guy. See, that guy's now I'm on the couch with him and I'm a little concerned. There was a big line to get in and... as we were cruising down the line, I was like, wow, this is a real sausage fest. Like, because it was all guys.
But where would a guy be? And he walks in and he's like, this is a fish party in here. This stinks.
So Kanye West, breaking news while Chris was out of the room, dead.
Oh my God.
At age 31.
I don't boss anyone around. I've never bossed anyone around.
You're a big bosser around her.
You think?
Definitely, dude.
Really?
For real?
Who do I boss around?
Hold on. Let's sit back, relax. I'm very... I love when there's complication and intrigue on this show, and I am not the focus. Let me sit back and enjoy this.
I think because you hang out with Chris all the time that you become like him.
Did I say it on last week's show? I had a dream on Sunday that I was going to die this Thursday that just passed.
Did you?
I had a...
I don't think you said that.
If I did, I'm in hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Does everyone hear the buzz, or is it just me?
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Buzz on Best in Show Radio. I do not hear the buzz.
Me neither.
You mean about Kanye?
Yeah, it's bad news. It's very bad news. I heard what happened to him. It's sad. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. The 10-minute late hour has just begun.
Okay, that does make sense.
Nah, not really. Doo-doo-doo.
Would Kanye be in the buzz bin if MTV brought it back?
Probably not. They would be. He would be on Buzzkill though.
Those guys that ride treadmills would be in the buzz bin.
Oh, why wouldn't
they? Like, okay, yeah, here we goes.
I don't even know what their name
they're
is. Called. My name's Chris, by the way. My partner, who's going to be announced in 2 minutes and hasn't spoken yet, is Keith because he spoke. Our buddy Fred's here.
What up?
I got Brian just
hello
fiddling around with things. This is just insane what this sounds like in my head, just so we all know.
Still buzzing.
Unbelievably loud. Everything's crazy. It's fine, though. And you know what? I'm Chris. Ah. Fun. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio, or maybe not, because we're not getting on there. We're in a chat room. We're on a podcast. I don't even know anymore. I'm not even going to bother trying to address it. I'm just going to say, hey, this is Best in Show. If you are hearing our voices, and it is live on a Sunday morning at about 11:15 a.m. in the East, and whatever time in the, that is in the West, I think it's like tomorrow afternoon at 3, whatever it is, I just want to tell you to give us a call, 877. Help me out with the rest.
744-6405.
There you go. That's what I thought it was. I thought I was giving my work number out again. You can get us on the Instant Messenger.
That is your work number.
My other work number. Yeah. You can get us on the Instant Messenger. Best in Show Chris. Best in Show Brian. Best in Show Keith. And there's a chat room if you go to tpxradio.com and do all that. And that's about the end of it. That's all I'm going to say about it.
All right, thanks.
Cool. I'm going to try and make a change over here if I can, if you guys got it for a second, because I have to try and figure out a way to make my headphones stop buzzing.
Can I do like a play-by-play?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Chris Lee, you want to do the color commentary?
I'll do it with you.
I want you to do the play-by-play.
You want me to do the play-by-play?
Yeah, I'll.
And we got Chris here. Chris ducking down, ducking, trying to get some wire together. But no, his bigness is getting in the way. There he goes. Now he fakes a left and goes for a knob.
He doesn't duck like he used to.
Yeah, I don't. The fact that I just had to change the volume on the headphones, on the headphone amp, like almost by like 50%, I'm very scared of what this recording is going to come out like. I think it's going to be insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's unbelievably loud in my headphones. Unbelievably loud. I just had to take it down by half to make it listenable.
It's pretty loud in my headphones too, but it's not. But you're louder to me.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but I don't know.
What decibel you think it's at?
I know that what I usually set it to, I had to change it dramatically for it to be pleasant, or not agonizing. I guess not even pleasant, just not agonizing.
Are you thinking it's like 70% Brian's fault or like 85% Brian's fault?
I would think I was leaning towards. I was putting between 60% and 99%, somewhere in there.
I'm thinking you're leaning more towards the 99.
Yeah,
Chris.
Yeah. Well,
maybe I should just stop holding that buzzer up to my microphone. Maybe that's what's.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's
Brian, stop shaving.
You know what it is? It's not a buzz. It's, I think, because the volume is so loud and booming that there's something that is always here that is being. It's hypersensitive to it now because of the things that are going on.
Could it be the air conditioner you're sitting next to?
Well, let's see. You guys tell me, did the buzz go away?
Let's see.
Now I hear the buzz. I didn't hear it before.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be our air conditioner. I don't think
I got no buzz
to do with it.
I got no buzz here.
Did you have a buzz before?
I've never had a buzz.
Okay, that's great.
Yet to hear a
someone's
buzz.
In some messaging. You want to answer them, see what they want. Whatever. We're not going to sit here and have a technical conversation because things suck like usual, because that'll just be stupid. It's a stupid show. Stupid, not worth listening to. I should delete it from my files.
Now, that stupid show, that not worth listening to, do you think it's like 65% Brian's fault or like 85% Brian's fault?
I would put it somewhere in the range of like 22 and 104% Brian's fault. Yeah, that's fine. Now, I'm putting the air conditioner back on because it's hot.
Yeah, I'm wearing pants with fleece lining.
It's getting hot in her. So whatever, I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to hope that something gets recorded, and if it doesn't, oh well, we'll deal with it. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. The fantasy cavalcade of stupidity, once again, it rides again, triumphantly storming across the plains with their level 40 steeds that they paid 10 gold for and got their, whatever you call that thing, their riding skill from their apprentice. Oh, it's going to be great.
I have something that'll make you feel better.
Oh, good, good, please.
Give me 1 second.
Oh, jeez. Forget it. Doesn't make me feel better already.
Here we go.
Miss Fox, if you're nasty. Miss Fox, if you're nasty. Is there something to this, or you just put the song
nope.
to make me feel good?
I just needed to get out of that hole we had dug ourselves.
Alright, yeah, get me out of here. So I was talking there about riding across the sunset. I was making Warcraft references, you know, basically for Keith so he can enjoy them, and anyone else that listens to the show wouldn't know what the hell I'm talking about. But so I did a little Warcraft references. My favorite thing in the world, if I don't know if we've addressed it on air or not, are the new Warcraft commercials. They were, I saw them online, you know, I didn't think much about them. There's one with Mr. T, and there's one with William Shatner.
There's one with both of them.
Oh, I didn't see the one with both of them.
Yeah, there's one with both of them.
Okay, so it's just like, you know, it's this thing that's been on, and I hadn't seen it on, like, TV, really. You know, I have TiVo. But to my knowledge, I didn't really think it was, like, big on TV. I thought it was just, like, almost like an internet thing that it was out there. And then watching my TiVo of the UFC Ultimate Fighter finale from last night, This morning, I actually saw like Warcraft commercials. Like Warcraft was like a big sponsor for the UFC, so it's like two great tastes that taste great together for me. It was unbelievable.
You know what commercial I hate? There's a Warcraft commercial. It's a like a Jeep commercial or something, and it's I don't know. I'm not sure what it's these guys like. All right, it's basically what it is. Is I'm sorry. I'm pretending not to be distracted.
No, go ahead.
Talking and instead people are listening and saying. I'd rather just say I was distracted by something going on in the room. And somebody saying, "Wow, this guy can't even like put string together words."
What's I love wrong that part. With him, you know? I love that part.
It's a commercial trying to capitalize on the whole Leroy Jenkins thing. And it's
I didn't even hear of it. Is it actually a Warcraft commercial?
It's a commercial for a Jeep, and they're playing Warcraft. Oh. And in the middle, the Jeep comes out of nowhere.
No, the guy he summons four wheels of even four-wheel drive Fury or something like
Does
that.
Does he really? Is it something like that?
Yeah, it's for like a Toyota Tundra.
I think. Then the other guy mimicking to every last syllable, the guy that says...
Leroy Jenkins.
Damn it, Leroy.
Oh, okay.
The guy says, I got to get a Jeep or something like that. It might even be the same guy. Maybe they tracked him down. I don't know. It just annoyed me, though, for some reason.
The Jeep comes out of the dragon's stomach, right?
Oh, no. He attacks him. He goes flying through him, and that's what does it.
Then there's actually a good GameStop commercial, too. There's a GameStop commercial with this has two... I don't know if it's actually Warcraft characters, but they're just sitting there staring at a flame, and I love it because, like, it's just the kind of thing that, like... You notice on your screen when you walk away, there's just like a guy staring at the screen, like a big flame, and somebody standing in front of it staring at it. Rather than actual action going on.
I wish I would have seen that. Dude, in the old EverQuest, it was amazing that, like I told you, there were times I would wake up in the middle of the night and say, "Oh, I'm kind of awake. I'll play," and you know, leave my then girlfriend, now wife, in bed and go log on and start playing. And part of that game, there was a lot more waiting in that game for things to spawn. Mm-hmm. As it were, and I would spend, like, I would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to sit in front of my computer, much like the flames in the commercial you're discussing, and I would sit there and just stare, and stare at the screen, wait for this eagle thing to spawn, and when it would spawn, kill it, and then wait, like, another 10 minutes. And like I said, 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning, you know, this is appropriate.
Didn't I rope you into that? I know
our friend Dave roped me and you at about the same time.
I couldn't even walk straight in that game.
Oh, I love that game. I missed it. That's trying to get that game back is what got me into trying to play Warcraft.
Right.
I'm so psyched.
Dude.
What? Warcraft? What's up?
What is Alfredi again? In the Night Elf?
I swear. I don't want to be inappropriate here, but I will polymorph you into a sheep if you do that again. No, I'm a human mage, my friend. A human mage.
I gotta just...
I'm a Night Elf Mohawk!
This is probably not entertaining to anybody, but I have to say that when we hardly ever get a chance to actually play the game together anymore, but when we do, there's nothing more like, there's nothing, I don't know if it's demoralizing or just funny, there's nothing better than when I'm about to fight something and then Chris is behind me and all of a sudden the guy turns into a sheep, and there's just a sheep running around in front of me. It's like, you bastard, now I gotta kill a sheep.
And what are you, Bogzara?
I'm a human warrior.
Oh, wow. Of course.
Jerk off.
I'm arcane brilliant.
I'm a level 47 human warrior, for that matter. Newbies.
Noobs.
Civvies.
Don't mistake me for a noob, believe me. I'm never starting.
Oh, wait, so you're like a preemie then?
Yes.
A pre noob. A prube, if you will.
A tween.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I just wanted to say tween.
Sounds sexy. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've been enjoying myself lately, having my Warcraft world be alive again.
Mr. T has like a Mohawk character, right? Is that the commercial?
That's the whole point about the commercial. It's something. It's a joke. All the geeks who play Warcraft laugh and laugh because it's so funny, and everyone else looks and says, "Why would there be a character called a Mohawk? That's just stupid."
Just like the picture all over the internet of the big fat kid. Riding on, like, they superimposed a big fat kid riding a big dog, and it says, "I finally got a mount, and I finally know what it means now."
Yeah, we're really unbelievably cool. Everyone must love us and think we're fancy. Fancy free here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on something. You can call us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. Get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Keith, Best in Show Brian, or Best in Show Chris. What else did I want to say? Oh, yeah, so I told you, so these Warcraft commercials invaded the UFC. Like, they were the big sponsors of the event. UFC Ultimate Fighter finale last night. Did anyone check it?
I did. Yeah, go on.
No, no. What's,
very disappointed.
Really? With the results or with the fights?
Just with the fights. At least the first three or four, I was like, this is boring.
War Machine versus J-Rod was maybe the greatest fight that I've ever seen in my life.
That was the best fight of the night. The comeback, his little comeback at the end. Because you thought that black guy was going to win.
J-Rod, yeah. Or J-Rock, I think is what his name is. But yeah, he was murdering him. He was beating the hell out of him. But if you watch the show, The Ultimate Fighter, War Machine's like the sad dude, like who has no family and he's got everything to fight for, like, you know, and he's kind of depressed, which is why he was crying at the end after he won, which was dramatic and beautiful.
How weird is that black guy's voice? Like, it's so high and like.
You're talking about Urkel?
No.
I wasn't listening.
No, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson. So
he does kind of have like a Mike Tyson-ish
quality. You understand, I'm addicted to that show. When The Ultimate Fighter ends, it's like one of my favorite shows. So I'm used to these guys. Like, I'm used to all their radio singers. I'm used to War Machine's lips being as big as like a garage. Like, they're the hugest lips ever in America.
But what'd you think of the final fight versus Spears and Danzig?
Oh, what? You mean the tap out in a minute and 30 seconds?
You know, that was a disappointing.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler
what happened? She covered a Misfits song and he got pissed off?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, it was a disappointing fight. I was not a fan of Mac. I wanted Mac versus George in the finals. That's what it should have been, but George got caught. He got poked in the eye and got knocked out.
I wasn't rooting for Mac all throughout this season. I wasn't rooting for
him. I thought you were a huge fan of vegans, so you just support vegan fighters.
He was kind of like a jerk, no?
Yeah, I didn't particularly care for him. I didn't want him to win. But, I mean, it was okay. It was good. It was, you know, four fights. Yeah. I don't think he broke a sweat once.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's worth that. Whether he's a likable person or not doesn't make a difference because likability doesn't have anything to do with it.
Now, didn't Dana White last season come out and give both guys six-figure contracts? And he didn't do it this season.
I don't remember if he did it last year or not. Well, who did win last year? Do you remember?
One of the brothers of Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz versus.
Oh, really? I don't even remember that finale, to be honest with you.
I think he gave them both six-figure contracts, and I was thinking like Spears was going to get
did
one
that.
Too.
He did that the first year too. He did that with Forrest and Stephen Bonner. Mm-hmm. Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner did that the first year. I mean, like, you know, if the guys put on a big fight, I got to be honest with you, that War Machine and J-Rock deserve contracts. So that was an outstanding back and forth fight. I loved that.
Those elbows that J-Rock was giving. Ooh, my
brutal,
own.
Brutal, brutal.
Now, I didn't see the Guido fight.
Clay Guido.
Outside Roger. Of my house last night?
Yes. Yeah, they went to the bar. They were hanging out. Mom, why are you looking at my rims?
Yo, you scratched my eye, Rock, bro.
I don't even think IROX are cool anymore. You got to get an Escalade at this
IROX are cool if you're going to a Slayer concert still, I think.
Sitting on 22s on an IROX.
Who did that song? I got a Metallica t-shirt. I got a little tiny baby mustache.
Dead Milkman, right?
No, it's not. It's not
Kid Rock?
That's not
Bitchin' Camaro.
That's not Bitchin' Camaro.
Oh, okay.
Man, I can't remember it. Whatever.
But how was the Guido fight? How was that fight?
Was I was good? sick.
No,
Mick,
you know, Clay Guido.
No, it was good. It was a very good fight. I got to be honest. I watched that one kind of almost half fast forwarded as we were setting up the room.
Who won?
Before.
Do you remember?
Roger Huerta.
Oh, you really?
He's on a six fight win streak. That's the words I'm thinking of.
And now when I fell asleep, now Dana White was supposed to like. Say something at the end of the show. It was supposed to be like an announcement.
I didn't get to the end of the show yet, so I don't know. That's what I saw. I mean, we'll watch it. You know, we could watch it together and talk about it afterwards and make believe we're on a show together.
Sure.
But I'm trying to think other UFC news. I'm trying to think. There was another great fight last night that I enjoyed. You didn't like the early fights.
Ben Sanders fought.
Ben versus Dan, whatever his name was.
Cabrero or something.
Yeah, but that was a pretty good fight.
Yeah.
I like Ben. I like a dude who's going to go into a fight and smile about the fact that he's getting punched in the face. That he thinks it's great.
That dude is always smiling. Yeah, I think he's on laughing gas.
I love that. Yeah, I was fond of that. And what's his name? Richie Hightower got knocked out by.
I can't even believe he lasted that long. That kid.
Yeah, I mean, but he was fighting against the guy who was probably the second worst guy in the house. That's why Troy, whatever, is a Palomalo or whatever.
That was the only knockout of the night, right?
Yes, he stopped playing for the Steelers, and now he's actually an Ultimate Fighter. But it was good stuff. I enjoyed it. I was a big fan. Other UFC news, like I said, the big announcement was not made yet. Although I think I've read it online. Maybe it is. I'll let you know. Someone, if anyone's in the chat room, they could let us know. But the big pay per view for this month was supposed to be the two coaches from The Ultimate Fighter, Matt Serra, defending his title against the former champion, Matt Hughes. And Matt Serra has two herniated discs in his back from teaching a jiu-jitsu class, and the fight's off. So George St. Pierre is coming in to fill in for him, the guy who just knocked out Hughes to win the title. And it was, I was pretty disappointed. I wanted Matt Serra to fight Hughes so bad.
Because he was talking so much trash throughout the season.
It's not even just a trash talker. Like, you got to understand something. This show, The Ultimate Fighter, has changed my perception of what fighters are and what people are. Because guys who I used to think were showboaty jerks, like, you find out that they're actually just, like, regularly okay, cool dudes. And the guys who are, like, the quiet, you know, cool guy types are the guys who are jerks. Matt Hughes used to be my favorite fighter. Because of seeing him on the two Ultimate Fighter shows that he was on, I don't like seeing him anymore. I don't like him anymore. I still think he's a good fighter, and I still enjoy watching his fights, but I can't cheer for the guy anymore. He used to be my favorite fighter. Tito Ortiz, I used to hate Tito Ortiz. I have a Tito Ortiz shirt now, like sweatshirt now that I wear. I love the guy. I think
he's awesome. Turned you off about Matt Hughes and turned you on about Tito Ortiz?
Like I said, when seeing them when they're real people, not just the guy who's doing the hype and walking into the ring, like when you see them being a person and actually being a coach and seeing that they really care about people, like Matt Hughes comes off, not to echo Matt Serra's sentiment, he actually comes off on the show as like being like that he's kind of like a lunkhead jock that doesn't really care about fighting or anything. He's a guy who fights and that's it.
Can't wait to call someone a lunkhead.
So who do you have in the Hughes St. Pierre fight?
George St. Pierre is going to crush him.
Yeah, right.
George St. Pierre should have crushed Matt Serra. Even though I like Matt Serra, like, you know, he's entertaining to me, he's not in the same class as George St. Pierre. Yeah, George St. Pierre is going to crush Matt Hughes for a second time.
That guy that was the president, what was his name, Dana White?
Dana White.
Was he a former fighter?
I've never seen him fight, but I've heard that he is a mixed martial arts fighter. I've never seen him fight.
But they're not going to go, it's too real to go all WWE and have them have him fight someone.
Well, he was supposed to fight Tito Ortiz. They had like contract disputes and issues a while back, and it actually was, it really does sound WWF.
It really is great when you can take those WWF storylines and for the most part translate them into a real thing.
Who would you take in a fight in the octagon? Dana White versus Vince McMahon.
I have no basis to know what Dana White can do. I have no basis whatsoever. They did like a show on Spike, like, you know, the training when he was training for Tito Ortiz, and he looked kind of good in the training, but I mean, I have no basis. I have no basis for what Vince McMahon does.
Who would you take in a choreographed wrestling match? Vince McMahon?
Or Mikhail Baryshnikov. He's my favorite choreographer. When Vince McMahon comes to the ring, it's going to be one of the most devastatingly scary things you'll ever see in the world. Because he comes out like he's like kind of like a big guy. He's kind of tough. And then his music comes blaring on. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable you see this guy come to the ring.
That Baryshnikov sentence was like you cut up your sentence and scattered pieces of it everywhere across the world.
What do you mean?
And people have to go find them and put them together to make sense of what you were saying.
Baryshnikov didn't make sense.
Is your favorite choreographer?
Isn't that what we were saying? That's when I was supposed to do my whole thing about choreographing Donna, but I couldn't because I got confused.
Everyone knows Gorbachev was the choreographer.
Honestly, what's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, it's a great morning. It's maybe the best morning our show has ever
had.
How do
I sound?
You sound terrific. You sound really loud in my ears.
Yeah, you guys sound icky poo.
On the show or through on the phone?
a little of both.
Oh, good, good, good. Awesome. Terrific.
It's okay on the phone. It's not so bad. There's a weird...
At least you're enjoying
it's
it
like
on
electronics.
The
electronics.
Yeah, as long as you're enjoying it on the phone, it doesn't really make a difference if anyone can actually listen to this piece of crap. Who cares?
I love that defeatist attitude.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Well, I mean, we're 35 minutes in and we still haven't figured out how to make it sound good. So what are we going to do?
35 minutes in or 2 years in?
Well, oh, yeah, that too. So what's up, buddy? Where are you at today?
Continuing my 213-part expose on fast food, I'm at Burger King in Rutland, Vermont, where a 24-year-old college student said he got a little more than he bargained for in his Southwestern Whopper. Van Miguel Heartless irritated the counterperson by asking for his Whopper to be made his way, minus the onions and with jalapenos. She insisted Burger King never carried jalapenos. Mr. Heartless argued that he'd had them there before. Ultimately, he gave up on the peppers, but when she read the order back to him, it was still wrong and he had to correct her. Although not in the drive-thru, he was taking his order to go, meaning an annoyed employee can do anything they want to it. So what does Mr. Heartless and his lawyer claim the employees of this particular Burger King did? My third bite into the burger, it was just a foreign taste, he said. It was a very sour, bitter sort of taste. It almost had a numbing sensation. As I went to bite down a little harder, I felt rubber grind between my teeth. And that's when he saw it, an unwrapped, potentially used condom hanging half in and half out of his mouth. As a red-blooded American male with the government-issue amount of germ and homophobias, he was horrified. In a lawsuit against the owners of this particular Burger King, Heartless seeks undisclosed damages for pain and suffering, vomiting, emotional duress, and medical expenses. Because there was no way to tell if the condom had been used, he visited his doctor several times, testing for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. Tests have all come back negative, but they did cost him about $300. In the days soon after the incident, Heartless said he couldn't bring himself to eat anything, and he said he had nightmares about the hamburger. I know it sounds kind of funny now, but I had dreams where I would be doing random things and whatever I was holding would turn into the hamburger or the condom. The official response in letter form from Burger King to Heartless was vague, saying, "Hope you come back and have a more pleasurable experience." The manager he complained to initially both laughed at him and suggested Heartless put the condom in the burger himself in hopes of receiving free future burgers. 2 years ago, a woman who claimed to have found a finger in her bowl of chili at a California Wendy's restaurant was exposed as a fraud. The attorney in this case had Heartless sit for a lie detector test about his distasteful dining experience, which he passed with flying colors. Objective and unbiased reporting in the increasingly perilous world of fast food. For Best in Show Radio News, I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
The thing that I'm curious about this whole thing, more than anything else, is did he go to police immediately afterwards or somebody to get the kids at, like, you know, that worked at this Burger King, like, prosecuted in any way? Is there any word on that?
No, he went home and discovered the condom in his burger.
Oh, he was at home? I assumed he was, like, driving in the car the way it sounded. Ugh, so he went all the way home?
No, he actually was, he was buying Burger King dinner for his whole family, so he went home, and which is probably why they were more annoyed. He was ordering many, many things and had to correct her when she got it wrong. And he went home, he discovered it, and he complained to the manager and got laughed at. But he didn't, I guess he sat around and got angry for a few weeks and then decided to call a lawyer.
Yeah, I couldn't even possibly fathom or understand, like, how you don't immediately, well, one, go back to the place and just start swinging, or two, like, calling cops. Like, you got to get police involved immediately at that point. Granted, it's a condom, and it's not.
The first thing you do is go to the doctor, my friend. I mean, that is, like, you find the condom. Is it used? I mean, you got to get
cops.
Cops first. Oh, I would do doctor first.
If you want to sue somebody, you got to get the cop. First of all, you got to get the police report, right?
Exactly.
At the doctor's office, I'll get it.
Yeah, I've had that experience before. They constantly put ketchup on my burgers when they ask them not to.
You call the cops, right?
I will say honestly, what kind of maroon doesn't know that you don't have, there's no jalapenos at Burger King?
What kind of maroon doesn't
he
check
says
his
he got
food
them there
before he leaves?
What did he check it for? For condoms? Like, you're not going to open
I
up every burger, are you?
I personally check it to make sure the order's right, and I just inspect the food.
But that's because you're a weirdo. That's because you have problems with food, and there's issues with you. It's not because it's a normal thing to inspect it, especially if he's bringing food home for the family. That means he's going to sit there and go through 20 burgers or however many burgers there are. Oh, sorry, I figured it was a family my size, a family of two, where I eat 19 burgers. It just seems a bit much for me. Well, that's why I've sworn off meat. That's why I haven't gone to Burger King in days.
I haven't eaten that since yesterday.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I haven't eaten Burger King since I had a bad experience there probably about, I guess, 6 months or so ago.
You mean with my hamburgers that I gave you because they put ketchup on them?
Yeah, the ones that had tinfoil inside the burger that got wedged inside my wife's teeth, and she actually had to go to a dentist to have it removed.
And then a few months ago, Brian was sitting here drinking his soda from that Burger King, and he realized the nozzle from the machine was in his soda.
That was filthy.
By the way, did you guys notice something when you came here today? That Burger King closed down this week.
Yeah, really? It closed down last week. Wasn't there on Sunday.
I discovered it this week. I didn't know it was closed that long.
Where did all those really intelligent people go for work then?
Apparently to the Pizza Hut that got closed down for being infested with rats that's in the same plaza. That one.
I thought they went to Time Warner.
Ouch. Zinger. Yeah, I haven't. I'm not.
Do you guys Do you guys eat rice from Chinese food places?
Not anymore.
Not often, no. Usually I've filled my stuff up.
Two different times it wasn't me, but it was someone I was eating with found cockroaches in their rice from Chinese food places.
Are either one of those people sitting in the room with us right now? Because Fred told us a story about this. Yeah, Fred told us a story about this happening to him.
Yeah, two times in a row, two different Chinese food places I found, me and my wife. My wife found one, and then I found one at Chinese food. I'd never eat Chinese food again. I make my own now.
Really?
Yeah. I make my own.
It really, seeing like a white container of rice with like the bug buried down in it really put me off my solids for a while.
I'd love it.
I haven't eaten Chinese food since Fred told that story.
Yeah, I ate Chinese food a couple nights ago. I had vegetable mei fun this week. Delightful.
See, because I don't eat meat from the Chinese food places, so I could just like marinate vegetables and like teriyaki and make rice. And
it's the same thing.
Why did you order a roach?
I thought you make your own roaches too. But that's the idea of a roach. You know your favorite food, the tuna fish that you eat like constantly. You know there's an accept, like I think there's like it's acceptable for 2% of every can to be actual roach parts. I'm not even screwing around. It's something like that. It's like 2% or 3%. It's an alarming amount. And look at what tuna fish looks like in a can. Mm. Like you'll never know what's in there, what's not in there.
They say that it's the same thing with cereal, too. And there's, like, bug parts in your cereal.
I don't eat cereal.
No, you eat cereal. Get out of here. Really? You don't eat cereal at all?
Once a year, at Halloween, when Booberry comes out, I buy Booberry. That didn't happen this year, did it? No, I still have a box that unopened from last year because I buy, like, 7 or 8 boxes because I'm so excited to see it.
I got a worse story. You gave me one of those boxes that I opened last year, and I still have it in my cabinet.
Yeah. But no roach parts. That's all that matters.
Well, not that were there before I opened the box.
Yeah, the idea of eating an insect or seeing an insect is hideous.
I regularly watch that Man vs. Wild, and it's like he just makes a beeline for every insect he can find on that show and just rips its head off with his teeth and just chomps down.
But that guy was like a fraud. Wasn't there a story that guy's kind of like a fraud, that he goes to like hotel rooms and stuff at night?
Didn't he use the N-word on a tape and then like he got in trouble?
Yes. That's exactly him. It's an A&E show too? They're all A&E? I don't even know.
I think that's TLC.
It's all the same. I hate Mythbusters. But I don't know. I don't like the idea of eating bugs. It's not appealing to
You're
me.
You're against it?
I'm against it. I would like to eat a chocolate covered ant one day.
But what would you rather find in your burger, a bug or a condom? Let's get real. You would rather
condom.
Find a bug.
I think I'd rather find a wrapped condom in my burger, definitely.
No, not wrapped.
Not wrapped.
Well, that's what she said. It bit. She bit into it, and it was a wrapped,
no,
but potentially...
No. How could it be potentially be used?
That's what I was questioning.
It was unwrapped.
Yeah. It was unwrapped. Bug. I think I'd take the bug.
I would have to know who wore it first.
Oh, my. I would rather a bug any day. Any day.
I think you're right.
Bug thing's creepy.
Bugs might be the worst thing in the world, though.
But think about it. The bug thing, the worst part about it is that there was a bug and you could get on with your life. If I bit into a condom for the rest of my life,
now you're gay.
I would think I have every disease known to man. Like
you don't like to have a nice helping of an AIDS sandwich for yourself.
And
you,
if I order,
you could spit
if
it
order,
out. No. You could spit out AIDS.
And you would always picture.
Right?
You wash that AIDS right out of your mouth.
You would always picture Listerine. Who wore that condom. Who is the guy that wore that condom that I bit into?
And then when I finished pleasuring myself, I'd say, maybe I should go to Burger King and get something to eat.
The guy should have gone back and said, do you want me to pay you extra for this condom, or do you want me to just put it on and bend you over the counter?
No, but it'd be damaged. It'd be damaged from his teeth already. It wouldn't be safe.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm not... a condom is pretty ridiculous to put on there. I guess a condom's worse if you think about, man parts in your food, not exactly delightful and delicious.
Would you rather wake up one day and be a cockroach or be a condom? A cockroach.
See,
nice literary reference. Like it.
The cockroach is you're wanted. You're wanted. Like, people are looking to smash you.
Yeah, but there's a part of it that in a nuclear holocaust, cockroaches are only going to survive. So it's you figure like you're going to live for a long time.
Yeah, unless someone decides to smash me with a newspaper, which isn't going to happen to Trojans in someone's sock drawer.
I'll bet you a Trojan will last a couple million years, too.
But then think about being a condom. There's a lot of cons about being a condom. You just get thrown away after one use.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be either. I think I vote for person. I'd like to be person. And I guess, you know, I'd probably go for a cockroach, I guess, if I had to pick over a person. I'd be a cockroach before a person.
Would you wake up as a cockroach and say, maybe I'm not that bad after all?
Honestly. You filthy cockroach.
What if you woke up as Kafka and had a condom on?
With a cockroach laying next to me, smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Vanessa, when you eat Burger King, do you ever have problems like this?
Nope.
Or McDonald's, Wendy's, any of those things you love?
You know what? I had an old friend of ours that was a vegetarian young lady who loved to go get a Big Mac without the beef all the time. She was a tremendous fan of getting Big Macs without the beef patties and get it all the time. Our friend Dina, I don't know if you remember Dina.
I didn't say she was tremendous.
No, she was.
She's an idiot. What?
Yeah, I don't see the point behind that, honestly.
A lettuce and tomato sandwich with sauce? What's wrong with that?
Go make it.
Pickles, don't forget the pickles. Onions.
I like food, you know, like real food.
Even if you're going to eat lettuce, tomato, and cheese, and so I wouldn't necessarily, you know, make a Burger King make it for me.
It's a salad sandwich, McDonald's, a nice whatever. Salad sandwich.
Just go to Subway. It's called the Veggie Delight.
Yes. I'm not a big Subway fan either.
I almost feel like when people do that, it's for the sake of doing it. Not to belittle your friend and all, but...
It's not my friend. It's actually someone who I haven't seen in about 10 years, so it's okay.
It was okay to make up all these lies about her.
Yes. That's
she's not listening.
And then she came and brought a gun to the place and shot things, and everything was crazy.
Gun without bullets.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
All right, Sunshine.
Don't go just yet. I want to talk more about fast food since we're talking about fast food when we have you here. I just want to point out that Men's Health Magazine came out with the 20 worst foods in America, and I'm curious if you guys have had any of them.
Ever or this week?
Worst, from the perspective of a health standard or worst taste standard?
Yes,
or
no, worst for you. Worst for you. Worst for you. Number 7 on the list is the worst chicken entree. It's number 7 overall, but it is number 1 for the worst chicken entree. It's Chili's Honey Chipotle Crispers with Chipotle Sauce.
No.
Chili's, where's that? There's one on Staten Island.
There's one of them right by the mall. Yeah. Vanessa, I'm sure you've had tons of those. You love them?
No. I don't think that I have been to a Chili's in this decade. And if I was there, I was drinking margaritas.
Nice.
Delightful. The worst fish entrees from On the Border, someplace I've never been. They're the Dos X fish tacos with rice and beans.
No.
Awesome. This list is gonna
I love fish tacos, but I can't imagine that's gonna
got
be
anything
great.
From Sonic there for the local people.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that this list is gonna go really well. Let's see. Worst pizzas from Uno's Chicago Grill, their classic deep dish.
Any local Virginia Chinese food you want to talk about?
Yeah, oh, yeah, the worst pasta from the Macaroni Grill, their spaghetti and meat sauce.
The mini chimneys from Burrito Bar are on there.
Oh, my God, those things are fantastic.
If you ever going to open a bar.
That is interesting, though, because the Macaroni Grill is one of those chain restaurants that, like, if you go past it, it's got a line out the door of, you know, like, people waiting in line. I think they think they're getting good food there.
It's like an Olive Garden,
but it's still
right?
on the worst list.
Like good health wise or good like good tasting? Because health and good tasting.
I think they're getting like good quality food.
Cuisine.
Like I had spaghetti with meat sauce. What's the big deal?
Instead of ketchup.
Apparently, the big deal is the meal is 2,430 calories with 128 grams of fat.
There's a Domino's pizza thing on there, right?
Yeah. The meal satisfies the calorie requirements for an adult for a day. Yeah. One meal. God knows you're going to have an appetizer with it and what you had before then. Outstanding.
And that's macaroni and cheese?
No, macaroni and meat sauce. Macaroni and meat sauce.
Oh, it's like the meaty mac.
There's a place called Smack in New York City that sells only macaroni and cheese. All different flavors of macaroni and cheese, which
Where
I wouldn't
is
go
this?
To because I don't need it. Downtown Manhattan.
What's
West
it called?
Village area. Smack, SMAC.
I'm totally going there this week. I love macaroni and cheese.
I think it's downtown. It might be uptown. I'm not sure.
There's something from Domino's on
or
that
Midtown?
List?
Midtown?
Chris, there's something from Domino's?
It's in New York.
Is it the Oreo pizza that they got?
No, I do not.
They have an Oreo pizza from Domino's. It's
fried
like
in butter.
Yeah,
crumpled.
I'd rather
Oreos.
Watch televised executions than see that Oreo pizza.
I would like to watch it.
The most disgusting looking thing I've ever seen.
I would love to sit and watch a televised execution while sitting eating an Oreo pizza. I couldn't imagine anything more exciting.
Wait, let me get this straight. Is it Oreos on like a pizza, or is it some dessert type
pizza?
It's
a dessert pizza.
I could eat an Oreo pizza. That's just delicious.
They shaped it in a way. It's not like they actually put... Although I eat pizza with pineapples on it. Mm, and that's kind of a strange, sweet... I went to the California Pizza Kitchen in the Upper East Side the other day, and...
Look at this guy going to Smack in Midtown.
No, I don't go to Smack. I don't eat macaroni.
He just does it.
But I ate mushrooms and bruschetta for the first time ever in my life, and I quite enjoyed both of them.
Yeah, they're tasty. It's good to like food, isn't it?
The mushrooms were a little weird at first.
You've
and then
never
I got
had mushrooms?
Them. Never in my life.
Before?
Never.
You've
and as
never
I'm eating,
had mushrooms? Nope. Because you were against it?
Yeah, I wouldn't put them in my mouth.
He doesn't like to trip.
He didn't want to kill any mushrooms.
Oh, whoa. Hold on.
And they have pineapples and mushrooms?
Wait.
Why are you asking me that question?
I've seen you eat. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm a tremendous fan of mushrooms. They may be the most delicious things in the world. I love them.
Ditto.
So what made you decide to try it?
I didn't know they were in there, and I was starving. I went with my wife. I met her after work, and I went there, and they brought us the appetizers, and I hadn't barely eaten all day. And one of the things in the appetizers was two different types of, like, rolls, whatever, and one of them had mushrooms in it, and I picked it up, and she's like, I think there's mushroom in there. And I said, you know what? I don't care, because I'm so hungry. And I bit into it, and at first it was a little weird, and then as I ate more of them, I was like, wait, I think I can maybe actually eat this.
Mushrooms are pretty good, but I do reject the, like, ones out of the cans, you know, that they put on the, like,
I wouldn't eat anything
like,
out of a can.
The ones that you see on pizzas most of the time. Real mushrooms are delicious. Those fake ones.
I don't know what kind they were either, because I know
they're
different kinds.
Yeah, you're absolutely insane because canned mushrooms are just fine. They're just fine.
And if you're going to a restaurant, you're probably getting canned mushrooms.
It's not probably. I'd say like 95% of the time you're getting canned mushrooms.
Real mushrooms.
Unless you're going
expensive.
To like a, you know, like a nice restaurant.
See,
where
like the Portobello's or something like that where you can,
You go to Nobu, you're getting real mushrooms.
I mean, the gray ones are kind of sliced. You bite into them,
fully,
it feels like a cockroach.
I'm fully aware of the delicious taste and texture. Ugh. It's just that, canned mushrooms are outstanding.
I've heard people rave about grilled Portobello mushrooms a lot.
They're like meat.
I've never actually had them.
Okay.
I'd like to try that.
I'll be more than happy to get you some for Christmas.
Can you go grill them for me so they'll be ready when the show's over?
By the way, has this ever been an issue before that Brian's heads has been constantly between us the whole day? I don't know why today it seems like more than ever that it's just driving me insane because it seems that we're just like in sync that when he tries to move, I'm moving at the same time.
I'm also a child, and for some reason, I have to look at you for the show to feel right. So, like, I'll lean over. I don't know if it's how I'm positioned today or if it's maybe Brian's head got bigger over the week. I don't know.
Yeah, but it just seemed like even as we're tilting our heads back and forth, it just seemed that it was like just perfectly like we were the planets being aligned and everything was going to explode.
I did call him this morning and he answered. He said, B, go.
Great.
Wow. Wow. I might have to start doing that. Honestly, if somebody answered like that,
that's
would
my
you
Seinfeld
just,
thing. Cosmo, go.
Would you just hang up, go to his house, and strangle him if someone answered like that?
I'd suggest you go to Burger King in Rutland, Vermont.
B, let's roll. Let's do this.
Well, I just want to round out the list if I can, really quick. The worst foods, the last things, the worst something, worst nachos. Would be from On the Border, another place I've never been to. The Stacked Border Nachos, they're 3,000 calories. Whoa. The worst starter would be Chili's Awesome Blossom, which I'm assuming is kind of like...
onion blossom?
It's kind of like the... what do you call the one from Outback? The
blooming onion. That whole idea grosses me out.
I was nauseated by the idea of onions and the idea of
a
blooming onion. Thought it was the grossest idea because I don't really eat onions. I only started eating cooked onions a couple of years ago. Raw onions I still won't eat because they're hideous.
Delicious.
But,
delicious.
Cooked is so much worse.
But
little slugs.
So then maybe about a year or so ago, I ate a blooming onion for the first time, and it might be the greatest thing in the world.
But is it an onion ring, though?
It's deep fried. They it's sort of like an onion that exploded, and then they
deep
fried it.
Oh, the actual onion is
deep
fried?
Yeah. They take the onion, they slice it in a bunch of ways, so it's like little stalks coming out of it,
like
little onion strips.
Flour.
And then they dip it in batter and deep fry it and cover it in butter, a fried
that's
egg.
So healthy.
Yeah. you can't even taste the onion. You're not eating onion. You're eating all the crust that is hardened around the
onion. Do they marinate it in cyanide? First.
as delicious as that sounds, the worst single worst food in America is from Outback. It is not the Bloomin' Onion. It's the Outback Steakhouse Aussie Cheese Fries with ranch dressing, 2,900 calories and 182 grams of fat.
The worst food I know of as far as trans fat that I had read a year ago was Nathan's Cheese Fries. Have some unholy amount of trans fat, like that they say, like if you eat it 3 days in a row, you'll die.
I don't even understand. I don't even understand what trans fat is.
When I read what trans fat is, I started getting sick thinking of how much I
could
eat.
Could you describe it?
It's fat that is a man but dresses up as a woman. No.
It's partially hydrogenated vegetable oil.
What does that mean?
And what it does, it acts the same as, you know what high fructose corn syrup is? The bad sugar in candy and soda that makes you continue eating?
You mean ketchup. The stuff that I have in my kitchen that I have specifically for cooking.
And that continues, it's the same idea. It makes you hungry and makes you keep eating, but like, it literally congeals in your arteries and like at a much more rapid pace than the other bad foods you've heard about. And your colon and whatnot, and it just and there's definitely pieces of it in you.
Hydrogenated oils in like Europe are banned. If there's any hydrogenated oils in any foods,
in New York City as well, food. Any restaurant in New York City now. Too.
But you go get vanilla wafers from the 99-cent store, and it's the first ingredient.
Oh, no, actually, 2008. So what's Nathan's going to do? I guess they got to change it. Actually, Dunkin' Donuts was the biggest offender with their breakfast sandwiches. I think as far as trans fat goes, but they're so good.
Yeah, I don't
really?
I'm not a fan. No,
they
of
say they're not that good. Actually, come to think of it,
they microwave like fresh eggs. They pop an egg into a bulb and then microwave them. It's like, oh boy, it's not even reheating an egg. It's cooking it in a microwave. It sounds awful.
You guys hungry?
Starving.
I could eat 13
it's
of them.
It's the one-hour show this week, everybody.
Oh, man, let's go on the border.
You want to run a trans fat gauntlet?
You know, I've never been to Outback Steakhouse. I've always kind of wanted to try it. Is it good? I mean, it sounds like they got a Bloomin' Onion.
No.
It's not good. It's okay at best.
Do they do the black and blue for you?
Yes, they do. They cook it a little much. They cook it a little more than I like, but it's pretty raw.
I threw up from food recently.
Congratulations.
I got a bacon cheeseburger from a diner. I was eating it, and then I realized it's bright red in the middle, and I hate that. So I decided to microwave it. I microwaved it a little bit. I started to eat it, and it smelled like a wet, dead dog as I was eating it. And all of a sudden, it wasn't a burger anymore. It was a dead, horrendous-smelling dead cow. And I ran to the bathroom and started throwing up. I've eaten them since then, so it's not like I had a big change of life.
At the risk of pointing out some sort of silliness in you, the burger didn't make you throw up. Your crazy head made you throw up.
Well, either way, I was hungry that night.
That's true. It's true. True. Yeah, since we had the sausage and pepper pizza last week, I've gone another week now without having meat, and I'm going to continue that way. I'm excited.
Nice. Good you man. Don't know what I'm ordering today.
No, you know, you can order whatever you want. I'm actually leaving right after the show. My wife and I have to run out. But yeah, I'm getting yelled at work now. Like now, a guy that used to love to eat raw beef, I'm getting yelled at by people because I'm such a crazy vegetarian. It's like, wait, dude, like I haven't eaten meat for a couple of days, and I don't care what you do. It's been a couple of days, and everyone at my job can't take it. They're getting so mad, screaming about the fact that you can't possibly live a healthy life without meat because you don't have protein. So it's like, wait, no, I have tons of protein. I just don't have a dead animal providing it to me. I get it other ways. It's okay. Whatever, like I'm Johnny Vegetarian somehow, but you know, like it's been a week, like I said, since that sausage and pepper.
I love
pizza.
How your coworkers become food scientists.
Obviously, it's impossible for you to be. You know what? But that's a popular misconception that everyone has. That, I shouldn't say everyone. That lots of people have out there. That you can't possibly lead a healthy lifestyle without meat. And hey, Brian, why don't you chime in?
Meat's got electrolytes.
Oh, there he comes. I did forget about the electrolytes.
So you can watch someone eat electrolytes while you eat your pizza.
I love that.
That one was a stretch, sorry.
I thought it was good.
There's pieces of that laying everywhere. People have to pick them up and put it together.
It's okay. It's like it's the puzzle. It's the dramatic puzzle that is Best
in Show. We should have a weekly puzzle on the show. We should have a puzzle, and then next week we tell you what the answer to the puzzle is, and we carry it around over and like give out prizes, like maybe hide stuff on our website.
$100 a week. $100 a week to the puzzle solver.
I'll solve it. I can't pay my rent this month.
This month.
Well,
this month's puzzler.
Awesome.
Vanessa, isn't it better doing the show at your house?
No. She's in Vermont.
No, Burger King.
Yeah, she's at a Burger King. Satellite feed.
Oh, yeah. I'm not at my house. But I can hang up. I mean, I can disconnect whenever I want to when I'm at not do you?
That's true.
As opposed
but
to
getting
trapped?
Up and walking out would have been rude.
Awesome.
No, you know, I'm kidding. I love you guys.
You know, we can hang up
it
on
was,
you, too.
It was big fun.
Excellent. So next time we get together, we'll go to Outback. We'll get a Bloomin' Onion. You can get the seared ahi or on the Barbie. It'll be delicious. And
what the hell is an ahi?
I think it's some sort of fish, right?
Is it?
It's yes.
Peanuts. Like a mahi-ahi or something like that?
No.
Would you eat a sandwich with whitefish, sable, capers, and cream cheese?
Yeah, it's like a fish party.
I don't like capers.
That was the Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm. The guy named a sandwich right. after him, and he wanted him to change it to something else because it was gross.
It was horrible. Yeah.
Wait, what was it? Whitefish?
Whitefish, sable, capers, and cream cheese.
Sable? They don't even make sable as a food.
I'm sure it was on a bagel, too. It was just like this hard cream cheese.
Honestly, the greatest wrestling valet ever, too. Awesome. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for being so happy with my food. I don't know what that meant.
Yeah, That's all right. I'll read between the lines and get back to you.
All right, thanks. It's part of the puzzle. Okay. It's part of the big puzzle on Best in Show.
$100.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye-bye, buddy. Are you doing it to make a joke, or is it really ridiculous?
It was really loud, and
yeah, I know. Everything
and I just
is
exaggerated.
Crazy. Everything is crazy loud, and I don't know
but
why.
That
could
have been his iPod, though.
Why does no one figure that out?
Seriously, I'm not hearing it at all. It sounds delicious. It sounds beautiful.
You should probably lower something.
That was my impression of the end of Lost Highway.
All right, so I'm going to take my worst foods thing and throw that right in the garbage. You know, thinking about all those trans fats and all the horrible things brings up health issues. Brings up thinking about, you know, feeling good and not feeling good. I don't know if I told you guys maybe about a week or so ago. You know what? It was actually after last week's show, now that I think about it. I ate like an animal, and I felt really disgustingly full. And at one point, then I went to the bathroom, and I took a shower after I go to the bathroom because I like to be clean. And while I was in the shower, I looked down at my stomach, and right to the... I noticed I was fat.
I forgot about this.
No, and then right to the right of my... right and above of my my belly button, I feel almost like a lump in my stomach. And by almost, I mean a lump in my stomach. Okay. The thing is, I physically, like I visually saw that it was protruding out a little bit more. I was like, wow, I ate a ton that like I'm making some sort of organ stick out in my stomach. And then I've gone this whole week, like, not, you know, eating normal again. And that lump is still there. I'm fairly certain I have a hiatal hernia.
Oh.
It doesn't physically hurt at all.
Do you have heartburn?
No.
Because that's a...
I take Prilosec every day, so I wouldn't know if I do or not.
That's good. Just hide it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't take it because of that. I take it because I like to eat peppers, jalapeno peppers at Burger King,
right.
Usually.
Deaden the pain response so that your body can't fix itself. It just
right.
Not screaming at you to stop hurting anymore.
Yeah, but so this lump, it's still here, and I've been trying to go to a doctor, and by trying, I mean I've considered it, and then...
Never called.
Called one guy to make an appointment. He told me he could see me on December 28th, and I said, "Oh, that sounds like a long time from now. I'm not gonna bother booking that." So I still have no doctor's appointment. And then yesterday or 2 days ago, while I was at work, then my wife was talking to my grandmother, you know, about whatever Christmas stuff, and mentions, you know, Chris found this lump on his stomach, and my grandmother starts going insane talking about aneurysms. Apparently. When you think an aneurysm, you think of a blood clot in your brain, like everyone does. Apparently, aneurysms, more often than not, start as something that looks like a hernia in your stomach. And given my lifestyle, I'm slightly nervous that that's the case. That's probably not the case. Like I said, I'm sure it's probably a hernia. If I ever go to a doctor, I'll let you guys know.
Vanessa in the chat room, in yelling typeface, has said that Chris has to go to the doctor immediately. Perhaps she has some information to follow up with it, but she seems rather concerned at the information that you've just shared
with
us. Well,
apparently, if a hernia gets strangulated, even if it is just a hernia, like it basically poisons your body. Like that, you know, stuff will start turning black and getting all bad. So you guys want to see my lump?
You don't seem the least big.
Yeah, I do. I do want to see it. I don't want to see it, but I do want to see it.
No, you can't even see it. It's not even a big deal. It's just like a slight indentation there. The thing is, if you feel it, you could actually feel the lump.
I don't want to feel
it. Come here, rub my belly.
No, I don't want to feel your lump.
You don't want to push on what is likely a some sort of muscle wall that is bowed out, that just poke at it and see if something breaks.
I totally understand your hesitancy with the doctor. I mean, when it was a good 8 weeks where I couldn't hear out of my left ear and I just blew it off. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, oh, it'll eventually go away. Why bother wasting the trip and the money and the stuff? What?
It did. Oh. I guess not. Yeah. Well, the thing is, the problem with it is I don't feel any physical pain from it. It's just that I'm noticing something there. So that's why I don't have the urgency. That was until last night. At part of my job last night, I had to bring a piece of equipment into a building. I worked from like, you know, I worked until like 4 o'clock in the morning this morning, by the way, going on like 4 hours sleep. But I'm a champ. Man of the people. But, I was carrying a box, and as I was carrying the box, it was brushing up against my stomach, and I felt... I mean, it wasn't super heavy, like maybe 30 pounds, whatever, something like that, but I felt a strain there. So this week, I'm actually going to go to the doctor, finally.
Keith is real concerned as he yawns.
I mean, I have... Talking about these things makes me want to cross my legs.
And
my pants are so tight that I can't... That wasn't even being jokey. They are.
You should go to the doctor, dude, man.
Yeah, I'm going to. I will.
Maybe it's your body screaming out for beef.
I do have to go out to Christmas shop today, though, first, which is more important. Yeah, I mean, everyone that I'm working with is telling me, just go to an emergency room, because they were all making fun of me, breaking balls about it, whatever. And then, like, I actually picked up my shirt, and one of them saw it and felt it. It was like, dude, you're insane. Get to a doctor now. So
yeah, you should go now.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to an emergency room because I'll sit there for like 15 to 20 hours.
So go and see what's going on in there.
You should go now. Except wait till the show's over.
Yeah, no, I got to go Christmas.
Anyone have a recorder?
I got to go to a Christmas shopping after this. Yeah, so it's coming. Well, I'm hoping that I'm going to have to get some sort of surgery.
See, that's good because at least you know yourself well enough that... Like, some people would just ignore it and say, oh, it's nothing. I don't even notice it.
I would have ignored it up until my wife went totally crazy screaming to go to a doctor. That's the only reason. Because I'd been ignoring it for a while.
So do you think you know yourself? Do you really think you know yourself? Like, you wouldn't have gone to the doctor? You really wouldn't have?
I probably wouldn't have. It's you know, again, I'm in a different mindset with my wife and kid. And when my wife tells me to do something, I'm going to do it.
Well, that just leads... Well, let's see if you really know yourself. I took some clips from the show, like, previous and past. And let's see if you could finish your own sentence. Let's see if you know yourself.
I effing love.
Now, what do you effing love? Do you know?
I effing love. I mean, that's kind of a real broad statement. Give it to me one more time so I can try and get my feeling.
All right, one more time. Let's do it.
Oh, you pause it right before
I effing love.
You're trying to get the background voice.
I effing love.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to go dead air. I'm trying to think. What kind of... I effing love...
Luckily for me.
Oh, no.
Luckily for me. I effing love. I have no clue.
I effing love.
The Ultimate Fighter TV show.
Okay.
Brian.
Let's say
my answer is Brian.
Let's say it. Well, here it comes.
I effing love Elijah Wood.
Wait, what?
Dude, I don't know.
Wow. That's unusual. It's very unusual.
I effing love Elijah Wood. Love Elijah.
Wow, it's weird that I said that. I don't remember that show. It was probably right after Spider-Man came out or whatever.
Well, let's see if Keith knows himself. Keith,
why am I the pun? This joke.
It's so obvious.
It's so obvious to you, Keith.
It's so obvious. I don't know. I don't know myself.
Let's see.
It's so obvious. Save the cheerleader, save the world.
That actually is a pretty good point.
Wow, I thought you were a philosopher.
I forgot it was true.
Luckily for me, I...
Luckily for you, you what?
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Luckily for me, I have a...
You have a what?
I have a hiatal hernia.
Lump in his stomach.
It's a tiny little baby growing inside of him.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, well, let's check it out. Hold on.
Why is that lucky, by the way?
Luckily for me, I have a jewelry box.
So, You don't know yourself at all, dude.
No, if see, you stopped it because I have a jewelry box where I keep my my hernias.
He shoved the jewelry box in his belly button.
I have to say.
You have to say what, Keith?
I find that movie enjoyable.
Really? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Let's see.
I have to say, the Rainbow Warriors are delicious.
Oh, wait. Wait, what was that old one?
I have to say, the Rainbow
Warriors. I'm sorry.
You haven't figured out how to operate an iPod yet, have you?
No, sometimes it just
it's
like,
obvious. Fred doesn't know how to use it.
The Rainbow Warriors are delicious.
Colt Brennan?
Yul Brennings?
Yul Brennings. It's not Yul Colt Brennings. Get it straight.
Let's what else does Chris
know? I've never seen him.
I've never seen a horror movie of that genre.
Let's see if that's what? It.
I've never seen a brown girl.
Wait,
I've never seen a brown girl. Never been in my bedroom, I guess, obviously.
And let's see if Keith knows himself one last time.
I need to get a tissue. I'm sorry.
I need to get a tissue. I'm sorry. I saw... What was
I
that?
Need to get a tissue. I'm sorry.
What did you see that you needed to get a tissue for, Keith?
The lump in Chris's stomach.
Let's see.
I need to get a tissue. I'm sorry. I saw that Yo Gabba Gabba was going to be on.
Oh, man. It's really true.
You know nothing about yourselves, both you guys.
You're filthy.
Awesome. Yeah, you having some rough issues with your iPod there. You having problems hitting that play and whatnot on it.
Sometimes it skips.
Well, I mean, I figure since you don't really know too much about iPods, you know, or how to operate them. How much do you know about your iPod?
I don't know. It's mine and my wife's iPod. So
I'm actually there's the excuse. There's the cop out right at the beginning of the game. I'm initiating the game that was not my idea at this point. So does one of you want to explain?
It's all our ideas. You
it's
know what
best
I mean?
In it's show.
It's the best in show idea. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is it?
So you're not accepting that answer? You're just gonna.
I don't got any theme music
me
for
to do it.
What do you think?
With this, we're going to see a lot of people have iPods, myself included, and you put a lot of things on there, and you probably
I have one too. You braggart.
And you probably can't even identify half of the stuff on there if there's a lot of room. If you're anything like me, I'll download an album from a band, and they have one song on that album that I like, so I'll put the whole album on there. So if it's ever on shuffle, half the stuff I may not even know. So I was wondering if we tested each other.
I was wondering. Greatest idea I ever
Chris
had.
Chris was wondering if we tested each other on our iPods, if we would be able to name... See... initially, I thought, would there be anything we wouldn't be able to name? I almost feel like now there's a good chance we won't be able to name anything on the iPod. But I don't know. But that's probably exaggerating. But I think there's a good chance each one of us will have at least one out of a few songs that we may not be able to identify the band or the artist even.
Well, here's the main issue for me is over the past, like, month, I've downloaded. See, the things that I'm going to screw up on.
Here's your excuse.
Shouldn't we all be trading these right now, by the way?
Yeah. Well, I actually just changed mine because I don't have an iPod. I have a Zune, so I just changed it to shuffle.
Okay.
So all you're going to do is you hit play, and then you hit this button here to make it go forward, and they'll let you do that. But just so you guys understand what my excuse is, and by my excuse, I mean, it's going to be more embarrassing for me because I've downloaded a lot of classic albums over the past couple months that I should know and should have already.
Sure, we're all going to get that.
And I don't know.
Do you want to set mine to shuffle? Do you know how to do that? You're familiar with an iPod, right?
I told him.
He's ready. I just have to hit next.
All right, so start. So
who's first?
Start with whoever.
All right, so.
Wait, where's yours, Brian? Who are you going to hand it to? I'll do you when you're done. Okay. You're going to have to show me how to do shuffle. I'll give it to one of them maybe to do because I don't know how to use an iPod.
Let's see if Fred knows this song from his iPod. Oh, this is recordings he did on the street the other day. Right out of the gate, I love it.
It's not Mickey's either.
Can we get the whole song to think about it? I really...
I mean, at some point we'll cut you off, but go ahead.
No, you have 2 hours.
See the vegetable man in the vegetable van with the horn that's honking like a mariachi band in the middle of the...
All right, that's all you're getting, bro. Okay.
I know who it is, but I don't know what the song is.
I don't even know who it is. Is it Beck?
It's a song called Que Andagero. I'm assuming it's Beck. Does he get a point for that?
Yeah, he can get it. He can get it. I guess someone's calling in on the hottest of all lines at the same
artist,
time.
Right? Is it the artist and the song?
I would think just the artist would be enough. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Maria. You are the mother. How are you?
Hey, baby girl. How you doing?
Very good. What's going on? What are you talking about today?
No, we're actually just starting to play a little game here. We're having a little fun. We were going to be playing. We're just playing some music off of our iPods, trying to figure out what songs are on our iPods and trying to figure out who has what songs on and if they know their own songs. If you guys don't know, this is Vito's mom. This is Vito's mom that's calling in.
Wow.
Hello, Vito's mom.
Yeah, thanks.
Good afternoon.
Hi there. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. What are you doing today?
Me? I'm not doing. I was supposed to watch the game, I think, at 4 o'clock.
Excellent. Excellent.
I'm going to cook and make a chicken.
You know, meat is murder, and it's really starting to hurt my feelings lately.
Oh, but you know what? It's only poultry.
Oh, right. That's good. It's true. I guess the birds don't count. It is important.
Yeah, no, the birds feelings. Don't count. I mean, it's, no, only the animals do.
Yeah. Oh. There you go. There you go. They're delicious, though. They're absolutely delicious. Are you getting ready for the holiday season? You're all excited for...
I'm not excited yet. When I get money in my pocket, I get excited.
Oh, I don't even... See, I'll never be excited ever a day in my life if that's the case. I'm waiting for the money to come in.
Hey, Vito's mom, what are you getting Vito for Christmas?
What am I getting him?
And he is listening.
I don't even know. Does he have a wish list, you know?
I heard that he desperately wanted you to get a doctor's appointment for me on his list was one of the things he wanted.
Not a problem. I can do that right away.
Excellent. He's talking about suits, too. like lawsuits stuff.
Lawsuits, yeah. Those are pretty good. Those come in handy every now and then.
Excellent. I'm trying to think, what do you think Vito would want? See, we actually should have actually discussed this stuff on the air and figured this out.
Yeah, Vito likes comics.
He likes comics, but you know, he's had enough of those. So I don't think I'll get him any of that.
So essentially you're saying, Vito, enough with the comic books. Grow up, read a book.
No, actually, I'm not going to say it. You know what? I'm not going to say that. Because, you know, that's life. That's what he likes to do.
No, I know. I'm joking around because, you know, I'm a jerk and that's what I do.
I think
How's your mother? Good?
She's good. She's fantastic.
Yeah, good. Tell I said hi.
I most certainly
will. What were you saying?
Oh, I said, I think Vito actually wants a job writing Hollywood movies, if you can work that out for him somehow.
Awesome.
It'll be very interesting if you wrote a story about his family, about us, with the Puerto Ricans in New York.
I'll be very mad if he doesn't do that now.
I'm going to get on his case.
Didn't DiCaprio, wasn't he in that movie already? Yes. The Gangs of New York that existed already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Gangsters of New York, yeah. Of Staten Island, because that's where we grew up.
Excellent. I would go see it. I would hope I would be. I would hope I would be cast in it as being the, I don't know, the guy who sits next door to them and yells at things.
Sacasulo.
Hey, come on! This is a family show.
Sacasulo. Hold on, okay.
All right, baby.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. All my righty. Husband. I gotta go see my husband. Okay.
Bye.
Later. Bye. Bye. Right, bye. Bye. Bye.
I didn't know what? If she was handing the phone to Vito or if she was just...
It's just the roll right back into it. Fred's going to get another chance because...
Oh, that's good.
He's just going to start over.
Yeah, she...
Yeah, that was...
Because when I saw what's next on Fred, I have to give him another chance.
Oh, man.
All right, you guys ready?
All right.
Okay. So did he get a point for Beck?
That was exhibition.
Now listen. Are we just doing the artist? We're not doing the song.
If you could name the artist, I mean...
Name the artist.
Wins, and you get an extra point for a
title.
For
the song.
Exactly. Okay. There you go.
But is anyone keeping
the tab? The thing is, if someone... if it's an artist that has a distinctive voice, shouldn't we be stopping it before their voice starts?
That's up to
I'm not familiar
whoever's
with
driving.
How about one verse? How about one verse of the when the vocals kick in?
Yeah,
whoever's driving is the
I'm
judge.
I'm very sad.
Right. Some of them launch right into the vocals.
Here we go. Any day now.
See.
You know what it is?
No.
I'm going to try to stop it before there's any vocals.
Why?
Because I'm not sure.
Good job, Keith.
You got 20 seconds, bro.
It's Monty Love.
No, it's not Monty Love. Keep going. Come on.
I think I know.
Oh, yes, I know. System of a Down.
Jerk. For knowing that.
And let me get to the song. Hold on. No, I don't know it.
Forget Lost me. In Hollywood by System of a Down.
Good for them.
It was next.
Good for them.
Are we rotating around or are we sticking on one guy for like five or six?
No, just
you want to rotate? Like, you want to do
switch it back and forth?
Whatever.
Go ahead, Brian. You got something going? You got Chris's Zoom?
I think he's saying let's do the exact opposite of what you're suggesting.
Oh, go my way.
Keep doing you.
Yeah, just do you because the whole thing is we only have
three. Give him five shots.
Okay. All right, here's number two.
Okay, so he's one for one.
Wow. My first thing seemed to say, like,
why does it always rain on me?
I'm singing Dexy's Midnight Runners.
It's like Cracker or something.
This isn't mine, it's just
some XTC or something. Wait. Man, this is gay.
It's not so gay anymore now, does it?
Yeah, it's even gayer. I need a vocal.
It's a good thing that he picked the one with a 12-minute intro.
It's an 8-minute song.
Oh, good.
Oh, come on. Damn, I'm sure I'm picking them.
I don't know it. Go on.
Okay, I'm going to do my best here. Tannhauser / Derive by Refused from The Shape of Punk to Come.
Okay, so it's Refused.
Ew.
Okay.
They honestly have a record called The Shape of Punk to Come. Shut up. Honestly, just shut up. Throw yourself out the windows. What was that band really called?
Refused.
No,
then it became the Noise Conspiracy.
Noise Conspiracy.
Right. Oh, that's that band?
After. That, yeah, Refused was first.
All right, this song's not playing. It's stuck on zero, so I'm just going to skip it. That was 1, 2, 3, 4 by Feist or The Reminder. I don't know which is the band.
I would have gotten it.
Oh, dude.
I would have gotten it.
I actually want that song. My kid loves that song.
It's a great song. I would have gotten that song.
Yeah, dude, I think your iPod is frozen.
See, that's what I mean.
I think it's time to move on to the next person, and we'll come back to him for his last three then.
Okay, go ahead.
You just hit play and then hit next. That's play. You're going to have to play first. First thing that's going to come up is like previously on
By
Best
the way,
in
the goal is to win. The goal is to know. And that's Best in Show.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, guys. You're on the playlist. That's why.
All right. I'm just following. I'm just doing what they tell me.
All right, go to someone else while I try and resolve it.
I got you.
You got me? Okay.
Keith, do you know your iPod?
Yes, you're holding it. Oh, this is Philip Glass. It's called Silence.
I don't know if I'm on. Brian, am I on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Start over.
Okay, hold on.
I thought you switched.
Go ahead.
Come in.
Profile.
Not nothing.
He got it. He got it. Next one.
No, that doesn't count.
That's what came up.
This band's definitely some German name. I don't
know. Yeah, there's Dirk und Torfenklau.
You don't know it?
I'm sure it's from the World of Synth Pop CD.
David Bowie, All Saints.
Oh, wow.
You ready again?
World's biggest David Bowie fan, 0 for 1.
Apparently not. That's David Bowie. It's When You Rock and Roll. Rock and Roll With Me.
Yep, he got two.
No, I didn't.
No,
I
got one profile.
One for two.
Merry Christmas.
Captain Sensible, One Christmas Catalog, which I had intended on using as our closing music
today. Are we giving him two on that one? You got the name.
Two out of three.
No.
The Faint worked up so sexual.
Oh my god.
Avenging Annie. Oh no. Visage, The Pleasure Boys.
Yep.
That's it. 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Unreal.
You missed a David Bowie.
Wow. I know.
Just to turn that one down and plug that into. Oh, you have his MP3 player.
Yeah, it should work now.
Yeah, okay. His is ready to go now. We'll go back to. We're going to go back to Fred now. What's the
By the way, you listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. We're playing the iPod game. What do you have on your iPod? Do you know it, or do you just have it on there to look cool?
Freddie's 1 out of 2.
Apparently, so far, Keith definitely knows his iPod.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. It's Radiohead.
It is not.
Ooh. It's the Best Flaming Lips song.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
From Yoshimi, right? Is it Yoshimi?
Okay, so the next one.
One out of three.
2 out of 3.
2 out of 3?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You better hope it's not your wife's band. Yeah.
No idea.
That is the band called Wilco and the song Someday Soon. So one out of four, right, so far?
One out of four.
And here's his last one.
Ooh. Black Francis, I think, but let me, yeah, I know it.
Two out of four, by the way.
What are the two?
Mark Engelsfragen?
Black Francis.
Black Francis, Frank. A.K.A. Francis Black, A.K.A. Frank Black, A.K.A. Francis Thompson.
He got the first one of his first half right. I don't remember what it was.
It was a band.
So he got two out of five?
You got three out of five.
Three out of five?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Not bad.
Well done.
Grazie.
Sure, sure.
Don't you have one? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's either Brian or me, whoever goes next, if we could figure out how to do the thing. If you just hit the center of the circle when it says shuffle all, it'll play something. Oh, boy.
I just looked through the next few shuffles. The next 15.
Is this a Chris's iPod?
I mean, it's Blur. I don't know the name of the song.
All you need is the band.
Okay, then I win.
He just said the name of the song. It's Jubilee.
Oh, yeah. You don't know these?
Can't let this go for much longer. Do it.
Come on, you know it.
Oh, dude. Did I not establish, like...
He lost this one.
Whoa, yeah. Just so we know. No. Just so we know. Did we not establish at the beginning of our
show
that I just started listening to the Velvet Underground?
But now you know. So you got it.
Yeah, obviously. But I didn't recognize him like right off the bat, you know. As soon as I heard the voice is when I recognized him.
Two out of two, right?
Hello, this is Quentin Tarantino.
That's Quentin Tarantino.
Brian, you suck.
Just
do not enough. Wait, hold on. This is Embrace. This is Embrace. I don't know the name of the song. I think it's like the Best of Years or Closing Time.
Close of the Year by Embrace.
Okay.
Excellent job.
Three out of three.
Three out of three, Chris. You're on a roll.
I already did better than I expected.
We're going to get a lot of sounds here that actually count.
There's a smart young woman in a light blue screen who comes into my house every night.
What is this?
This will be the first one that I have no idea.
And she takes all the red, yellow, orange, and green, and she turns them in.
Give it to him now.
He's not going to get it. He would have known that at the beginning. Oh, he's going to say the title right now, though.
But you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the
buttons
on your green shirt. What is it, Brad?
No idea.
It's Elvis Costello.
It's actually some weird...
Oh, my God.
It's some weird acoustic version of a song from a different album.
Do you know what it is, man? I recently downloaded My Aim Is True and...
Because that's actually on the third album.
But the thing is, it was like a bonus. There were bonus tracks CD at the end of it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know that. They
get you on the and your last table. One.
Three for four.
You looking for the tie? Let me
see. Believe it or not, it is playing.
Is it going to be four for five? Three for five?
You might get this.
No, I won't.
Want a hint?
No.
If I give him the hint, he'll get it.
I think I know what your hint is, too.
You were there.
They're good. Whoever they are, I like them.
Let me know when you submit, and I'll give you the hint.
I submit.
One of these days, I'll give you back the CD. 5 years later.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
10 years later.
I thought you were going to say Gremlins.
One of these
what
days,
is it,
you'll
Brian?
Give me the CD, man.
You loaned me this and a whole bunch of other Tribe Called Quest CDs and stuff that I still haven't given back to you.
The name of the song is Cody, I believe, and the artist is Mogwai.
I mean, I'm assuming you loaned me like three of their CDs. I don't know if this is something after that.
Yeah.
Me and Chris are tied. Keith is winning.
I should have known that. I should have known Mogwai.
It's a good song.
The punk rock song is the one that I know more than anything else. And I feel like a jerk now that I didn't know Mogwai.
It's still good. 3 out of 5 is good, though, man.
Somebody's got to...
It's better than I expected to do. Someone's got to do Brian. I don't know if this is translating, but I'm having fun. This is a fun game to me. I want to do this. I want to play another round, to be quite honest.
Here we go, Bri. Got to beat... You got to get 5 out of 5 to win, I guess, right? God.
There might be a lot of podcasts and stuff you're going to have to skip. Fleming Lips? No. Hold on. Give me a second. Boy, I might not get this. You're angry.
Oh, my God.
No.
I fell in love.
What?
It's the middle. The middle thing is the artist, not the top one.
Okay.
All things go. All things go. Drove to Chicago.
No, I'm not going to get this. This is Sufjan Stevens?
It's Sufjan Stevens.
Right. You got it. When Fred saw Chicago, he started going crazy. No, it's not Chicago. I definitely have Chicago. The Wish You Knew.
That was Come On, Feel the Illinois. That's the name of the record.
Is Brian, Kevin one DeBro, for one. Here comes number two.
That is... Smashing Pumpkins.
You got it.
I have Smashing Pumpkins in there?
Siamese Dream. It's a great album.
Jesus.
Here comes number three.
That's the Kelly Deal 6000.
Wow. Brian's getting it.
He loaded his iPod 3 days ago, and he probably has 40 songs on it.
This is Radiohead.
Oh. He has 1,767 songs.
Like I said, 40.
His number... He's 4 for 4 if he gets this one.
This is the tie.
This is the
tie. With tie, he's going for the win.
Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
You got it, dude. Chicka. No, here's number 5.
This is, Primus, I think.
Oh, yes!
Primus.
He got it.
Yeah, it's a Pink Floyd cover.
Sinister Exaggerator.
Yeah. That's no, it's not. It's a Residence cover. Sorry. Primus.
Wow, Brian knows his iPod, man.
He loaded it this week. He loaded it this week.
I actually did technically load it this week. My iPod broke.
Cheater.
And I got it replaced for free, by the way, man. I'm drinking the iPod Kool-Aid.
I am so mad that I didn't get Mogwai because I'd be tied for second.
Want to go for another round?
Nah, I don't think...
That was a lot of fun, but I mean...
I don't think it translates on the air at all.
Yeah.
Okay, we could do this for a half hour after the show while we're driving to Christmas shop with my family if you want. Awesome, interesting. We probably should have packaged it a little nicer. Probably should have worked a little harder on it, but it was good. I enjoyed that. I had a lot of fun.
Maybe we can come back to it someday.
Yeah. Next week we'll do 2 hours of it. It'll be terrific.
But I'm gonna spring it as a surprise.
Okay, I won't be expecting
it next
week.
Although no one's gonna cheat
next week at one.
We should do it.
I'm gonna start studying my songs.
Instead of Know Your iPod, we should do Know Your Cell Phone. Just randomly call people on each other's. So
who's this person's voice?
Sometimes I see first names and I say, who is this again?
Why is this person? Yeah, I say that too, but I say it generally about the name Jacob on my phone and the name Gabe on my phone. Like, I have so many people on my phone with fake names because they don't want people to call them if they get my phone. Yeah.
Because when your phone gets lost and somebody calls me, I want to know exactly why they're calling me and asking for me by name. Because that's what people do. They find cell phones and call the people on it.
I've never lost my cell phone ever, so I don't have to worry about that. You know what's not on my on my iPod, going back to it? Well, anything, because I don't have an iPod, but you know what's not on my Zune? Is Amy Winehouse. I do not have any Amy Winehouse songs on my Zune. I don't know if you guys saw the paper this week. Amy Winehouse.
I think Fred has one.
Last Sunday, actually, right before our show, what didn't come out in the news yet, she was stumbling through the streets of London, drunk, shoeless, and shirtless.
Oh, is that the picture that you posted on our?
Yes, of her website? Of her walking around with a red bra and just crying and stumbling, mumbling incoherently in the middle of the night.
Well, the best thing I heard about her is when she got out of rehab.
She had to go to rehab?
No. Her new best friend coming out of there was Pete Doherty.
Oh, good.
He showed up at her trial for moral support.
What was she on trial for?
Whatever her husband
crimes of being
got.
Sexy?
Yeah, yes. Crimes of claiming sexy.
Oh, no.
But being a horse-faced monster instead.
Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged.
What happened?
You don't like that guy? He just came here going guilty as charged.
What if you worked with that guy?
I think I do. His name is me.
Oh, Chris, did you see the paper?
Amy Winehouse is on trial for being sexy. Guilty as charged. There we go.
Chris needs to go.
Well, my voice sounds a little weird.
It's Pete Doherty, actually.
Oh, okay.
She's hot, though, that Amy Winehouse.
Guilty as charged of crimes against sexy. Whatever that means. Yeah, I'm a big fan of hers. I think she's terrific. But yeah, she was stumbling in the streets, drunken and high or whatever else, and incoherent in London last week. So it was a rough week for her. Apparently her husband, boyfriend, whatever his name is, Pete something or other.
No, Pete Doherty is her friend.
No, Blake something. Blake something is her boyfriend, whatever. He's another band Blaine? Guy.
Blake Antoine Warner.
What kind of
a
name is Blaine? That's like a major appliance.
It's not a name.
But, no, so yeah, apparently he had some issues. Like, he tried to bribe someone in his court case against him, so he's actually really going to go to jail for real now, even though it wasn't, like, a big deal before. And I guess she got high last week to try and dull the pain and then sort of walk into the streets naked while it was, like, 30 degrees out at 5 o'clock in the morning nice. On Sunday last week.
Well, listen, if you're going to dull the pain, you got to get high.
High.
Love getting high.
Know what other musician had a tough week last week?
Who's that?
Stockhausen.
Oh, yeah, that's a musician?
He's dead.
Wait, who's Stockhausen?
It was
play Brian's iPod. It'll come right up.
Just shuffle. He was like a concrete musician, sort of an experimental classical musician.
Did you just use the word a concrete musician?
He was an experimental composer, and he was one of the pioneers of the concrete music movement.
Love that concrete comic book.
What is the concrete music
movement? It's sort of like...
I'm painfully unhip as I try and understand.
A lot of what our sample-based music has kind of spawned out of the idea of just getting random sounds that have been generated from somewhere and attempting to make music out of it.
Oh, so he's a DJ.
From 1922, yeah, yeah. If DJs existed in 1920, he would have been...
So this would be like the space rock that I hear on WFMU all the time.
If you would hear it anywhere in New York, it would be on WFMU. Okay,
okay. So he was like the Einstein Zen Neubauten of the 20s.
Exactly. Well, I mean, he worked through whatever. He made the opera Lick, which is, he's German, so it was like a 7-part opera. I think it might have been in the Guinness World Records as the longest opera, 29 hours.
I was trying to signal you for the wind sound effect.
I've taken jungle music and put it to the Charleston. It's great.
My great-grandfather was in Stockhausen.
You gotta buy low, sell high.
And they call that the concrete music scene?
Yes, it was a scene. There's a whole scene based on
when your grandfather was in Stockhausen, I thought he was freed when the Americans came in.
That's what I was talking about. Okay.
I thought you were suggesting he was in some old synth band.
No.
Then the Americans came. It was the greatest day of my life. So, hey, Stockhausen, you know, I'm sure 6 people care that you're dead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear about it.
You know who cares?
5 of them being your
Wagner.
Grandkids.
Here's his eulogy.
Uh-oh.
No, I think that was Stephen Wright.
And his real and his name was
car this week.
His name was Stockhausen?
His last Stockhausen name. Heinrich, I think. Is that right?
Heinrich Stockhausen.
First name. I don't know his first name. Everyone calls him Stocky.
He stepped on the kid's joke to say Stockhausen's first name. Come on.
Who is Stockhausen's first name?
I don't know. What? What happened?
What's it?
I missed it. I'm sorry.
It was better off because it would have been bad if I was actually allowed to say it. And I couldn't attribute it to Stephen Wright because he's not in the room. And
Stephen Wright's...
Right, I'll say it anyway.
Stephen Wright's comments on Stockhausen's death?
I was in the Stockhausen Museum.
No, I said Stephen Reich, not Stephen.
I know. I ran out of money, so they let me use the numbers on my arm to pay.
Oh, wow! Wow! Yeah, maybe you should have stepped on it again.
Wow. That's Stephen Wright, man. He's a jackass. I don't know what to tell you.
Anti-Semitic Jews. I can't take them.
You're Jewish, Keith?
No, Stephen Wright is.
No. Then you shouldn't be saying those jokes.
I was going to start doing carnivore jokes, but no one would get them, I guess.
Anyone listening to our show would.
Is this the Second Coming or the Stephen Reich? I wish that would have came up on my iPod. All of a sudden, Jesus Hitler starts playing, or Brutal Attack, you know?
I was waiting for something wildly inappropriate to pop up on all of our iPods.
Yeah. A fight with our loved ones that we recorded.
Awesome. Speaking of being wildly inappropriate, this week a new coloring book being put out by the Archdiocese of New York just came out. It's called "Being Friends, Being Safe, Being Catholic." It pictures it shows a guardian angel character that hangs out with little kids and and tells them how to be friends, be safe, and be Catholic. And in one of the more shocking pages of the book, he's a shock jock. That's not even a thing. In one of the more shocking pages, there's the angel suggesting to a young boy as he's putting on his altar boy uniform and a priest is escorting someone out of the room, make sure to always leave a door open and never be alone in a room with an adult, no matter how much you think you should trust them.
Even a parent?
I don't know. I think, they were suggesting priests, but yeah, I guess even a parent would fall into that category, too. And it's really a creepy coloring book picture because the picture is the priest escorting someone out of the room and throwing, a seductive look back at this little altar boy. So it's like, wait, this is being put out by the Catholic Church? It seems a little bit much. But, so I'm looking to get myself a copy of Being Friends, Being Safe, and Being Catholic.
It's like the anti-smoking ads from the tobacco industry. That's what... That's exactly what we're talking about.
I went to St. Patrick's last week to go to confession.
What happened, Stephen?
The priest confessed that he was impotent for the first time in 10 years. No, wait, there's more.
Now I know what I'm getting.
No, it's not.
I know what I'm getting Chris for Christmas now. That coloring book.
God, I would be a tremendous fan.
I know you would.
I would love that thing.
And you would color every page, too.
Of course. Pink. I'd color every page pink, no matter what. Outside the lines and everything.
Even the priest's habit?
There'd be some white stains on that one. Wait, what do you call a priest's one?
Habit?
What's a priest's outfit called?
I thought it was a habit. Or
a
that's
habit?
A nun's.
No, a habit's a nun.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Priests wear dude, I'm like a devout Catholic my entire life.
Zoot suit, right? Priests wear a zoot suit?
What, did the priest cross the road?
Why, Stephen?
He thought the chicken was a little boy, and he was trying to F him in the ass.
Great, Steve. Thanks. Thanks
Jesus, Stephen. Take it back a couple notches, would you?
I never realized how shocking Stephen Wright was.
We cannot have him in the studio
anymore.
That's
all right. What are you going to do? He's a celebrity. What are we going to do?
Stephen, you have a little something a little more PG? Steve? No?
I don't get jokes on command.
All right.
Oh, nice.
It's more PG. I'll tell you that one.
As long as we're talking about PG, why don't we go PC instead, as in politically correct? Hey, that was a bad segue. Stephen Sakai, 32 years old. He's a gentleman. He was a bouncer.
No, he's like 50. That guy.
he was a bouncer. Dude, wait till you see where the story's going. He's a bouncer at a bar in Chelsea and in Sunset Park. He actually stabbed a friend of his and then shot two other bouncers. He's on trial for the murder of these guys. At his court hearing this week, he shows up with the center of his mustache shaved out to look like Charlie Chan. His name is actually Stephen Saunders, but he insists on being called Stephen Sakai now. And he decided to talk about the Asian man who would show up at his house since he's 8 years old that would fly him to the Orient to teach him about Kung Fu. Oh, yeah. And then he went through the whole court case mispronouncing all of his R's as his L's as R's. And this happened in a court case. I liked him very much.
He's a white dude? He's just like
he's
a white
he's
dude.
A black guy. He's a black guy who claimed that he is now somehow Asian and he got away with this. And I mean, don't get me wrong. He's not going to get away with the murders. I mean, obviously, this is part of the insanity plea, I'm sure. But, how does the dude get away with just coming to court, with the Charlie Chan mustache and doing the whole thing? I liked him. I liked him very much. And this is literally what he did in the courtroom.
What's the color of his skin?
He's black.
Brack?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's Brack. I forgot. He's a Brack man.
Brack people are not racist.
Yeah. He.
Do you think he's going to get away?
No. Well, I mean, he will go away for being a nut, but he's not going. Yeah, he's not going to do regular hard time because of it.
Wow.
Because he all of a sudden killed Chinese, he's no longer black.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, yeah. Only blacks go to jail in our system.
We're going to give him a life, but since he's Chinese now, 20 years.
I once pretended to be Asian.
And what happened, Steve?
The neo-Nazis got a look at me and added South Korea to their list.
I'm a big Stephen Wright fan. I like his jokes. Right. So I can cross Stephen Sakai, hernia off my list.
Oh, he's got a hernia too, the poor guy.
Poor guy.
Let's see. Oh, we should talk about this one before. Christina Copeman, 70 years old. 70 years young, actually, I should say. Her body was found on East 92nd Street in Brooklyn this week. Well, what's left of her body. Her skeletal remains were found in her house. What happened? She just dropped a needle on the floor?
What happened to skeletal remains or what?
Her skeletal remains were found.
Skeletal?
Skeletor.
Skeletal.
No. It's not Steven Sakai talking. It's me. Her skeletal remains were found in her apartment in Brooklyn. Or excuse me, her house in Brooklyn. The last time she was seen alive was December of 2005.
Ooh. That's right. I heard about that.
2 years later, they finally break into her house to see what's going on. When the police showed up, they found a 4-foot pile of mail in front of the house. None of the bills had been paid. Everything had been shut off. And she was a skeleton wrapped in her winter clothes, just about to go out of the house, and she fell over and died. And just figured it was a nice feel-good story to get you guys through.
Merry Christmas!
Imagine dying like that. Imagine you dying and no one seeing you for 2 years.
But didn't
that
she notice
shame.
The cable was off?
Yeah, you would think, right? The issue with her was, like, her husband died, like, maybe in 2005. And I say maybe because I don't remember the exact date. I don't have it written in front of me. But her husband died, and she got very depressed and turned into a recluse and stopped returning the calls of her family, even though she was fine. So then when she stopped being fine, there was no way for her family to know because she was a recluse at that point.
She has kids after a year. Wouldn't you say, where's mom?
I don't think she had kids.
No, a sister, a brother? Like, don't you think after a year?
And they actually apparently called the police. And the police would go to her house, find nothing what they thought nothing was wrong, and then leave.
That's so sad. That's the saddest way to go, isn't it, man?
Yeah, well, maybe dying and having a cat eat your face off, I think, is slightly
sadder.
That's
where I thought this was going. I thought it was another one of those.
But yeah, just being a person all bundled up to go out in the winter and being a skeleton because you've died. And it's actually, I think the police said it as, it wasn't disgusting from her being decomposed, just sad. Like, even the gross aspect of it was gone because it all wasted away. And
yeah
it's good. Feel-good story. It's holidays. Christmas.
I knew a person that hung themselves and they didn't find them for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah,
did you hear that story?
Was it 3 weeks?
Maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm just uncomfortable right now, and I don't even want to go into this.
Why? We have to say names?
Yeah, it wasn't that long, though.
I think it was at least 2 weeks, because the person underneath them was having problems painting their ceiling
was stained.
I heard that, but yeah, I didn't think it was that long there.
Good
feel-good stories.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Dead people are funny.
Because I know, Keith, if you killed yourself, you would be found in, like, a day or two. Right?
Found, yeah. Reported, week.
Reported, week, okay.
Do you guys remember that, the Megan Meyer? Do you remember?
I know that name.
Yeah,
is she, like, Megan's Law? Is that her?
No, I don't think that's her. But they did make a law after her. She was like this 13-year-old girl, like really depressed. And
oh my God, the MySpace thing.
That's it. Isn't
this
crazy?
Let's talk about
this. I'll try to like sum it up because something recently has happened about it.
I was watching 20. Oh, another suicide?
Well, what is it? Tell me what it is.
All right, Megan Meyer is, like, I think at the 13. Time 13 years old in October of 2006. And she's kind of depressed.
Midwest town, I think. I don't know where.
Yeah, it's Podunk somewhere. I might.
It's in America.
She's ADD and depression and whatever.
She was an American girl, so care about her dying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She didn't have a lot of friends, so she got hanging out on the internet through MySpace, hooked up with this guy called Josh. Evans, Josh Evans.
Josh Hartnett, actually. He's involved now.
Josh Evans is, like, working up this this sort of friendly relationship with this girl for maybe 4 or 5 weeks or something, and then all of a sudden Josh Evans gets really angry with her. Like, starts publicly calling her a slut on the MySpace page and just says, you know, you're a bad person and doing all kinds of, like, nasty things. And two days later, or the next day, or in hours, I think, later, she hung herself.
She hung herself in her bedroom, 13-year-old girl, because she was so broken up about this guy that had become her MySpace friend, you know, just turning against her for absolutely no reason.
And they never met before in real life, just in the virtual life.
No, because she was looking for someone on the internet.
And it would have been rough for them to meet. You want to take this?
No, you could.
It would have been rough for them to meet because Josh Evans didn't exist. Josh Evans was a fake MySpace profile created by a mother of one of Megan's friends that lived down the block.
A neighbor.
A neighbor that wanted to know if Megan was talking bad about her daughter, so she created this fake boy named Josh and started sending her messages and and built up this relationship
with
her.
Knew she was needy, built up a friendship, and then ripped it out from under her.
So she can, and kept it going for a few months so she can put the hammer down on her. And Megan hung herself.
Well, is she now responsible for her death?
No, because the district attorney and the mayor of the town begged. Actually, the ADAs, they begged basically the district attorney to find a law that they broke. And as much as he tried, and he's come out and said, I want them in jail for the rest of their lives, there was no law that they broke in doing this. So there was nothing for this case. They can make a law for the future now, but there was nothing for this case they can do.
Well, they did make a law for the future.
Okay.
They ended up, they let her go because it wasn't illegal to taunt someone on the internet. So the neighbors started, after that happened and they found out that they couldn't, like, you know, do anything to him legally, they started doing the old-timey Midwestern taunting of their own. And they were standing outside of their house.
Oh, yeah, the neighbors rightfully so mobbed up outside this lady's
pitchforks
house.
Pitchforks and
all kinds of... Wait, but the friend's mother is the one who actually was
right.
The person, right?
Mm-hmm. The mother came up with the...
But the actual mother is on her side, or is the actual mother's mad at her too?
Everyone is mad at the mother, the person who faked Josh Evans.
Of course. She made the kid kill herself.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm trying to understand the dynamic. Is not the kid's mother, it's the kid's friend's mother.
Yes, the kid's friend's mother.
Yeah, a classmate.
Angry with how her own daughter was being treated by this depressive ADD girl... Struck up this fake friendship with her and taunted her into killing herself.
I thought it was her own mom.
No, that wanted
to do it. Okay.
Friend of hers, mother's.
And the more she brought up her own daughter to Megan probably responded, you know, nasty because the two girls didn't get along. So she just kept driving more and more, like, to wreck the girl's life, and she did, literally, when the girl finally killed herself.
So they ended up, after, they're still trying to run these guys, this mother and the family out of town, and they're doing all kinds of nasty stuff to her. I guess it's, like, pretty bad.
Is this girl's MySpace still up?
Well, in the interim, they made a law about taunting people in this town, about taunting people on the internet. Just recently, a new MySpace page or Blogspace page has opened up, and it's called MeganHadItComing.blogspot.com, and it's written from the perspective of the mother and why she did this and why she had it coming and how, like, this is going to happen.
Are you
kidding me? She goes through detailed descriptions of why she ended up going through this, and Megan deserved, a death, and so on and so forth.
This lady should be hung.
The neighbors are outraged about it. They're downright, like,
so she did the Megan had
it
coming to is her,
yes,
too?
Through her lawyer, she came out and said, I am not involved in Megan had it coming at all. This is someone is doing this as, like, taunting me. She's taking the person to court as a result of the law that they made because she taunted the other women.
They made a law because of what she did, and she's using it to sue someone else.
God bless America. God bless America.
This woman is out of her mind.
So actually, they're still trying to find who's behind MeganHadItComing.blogspot.com, and that may or may not still exist.
Isn't there an email? Isn't there an email address associated? There's Tom. Tom could tell us. He's probably here.
Tom's still in the same position he's been for, like, years. But they want a T-shirt on.
They plan to persecute whoever is behind
position one
for the internet under the internet harassment law that has been made, sort of on her behalf. It's funny.
This show can be considered internet harassment.
I would,
You don't have the lady's phone number, do you?
I wouldn't want to harass her.
Went out on the internet. Well.
Kinda.
Yeah, I couldn't be. I couldn't imagine actually being Megan's mom and not just bursting through their door and just killing her.
Of course.
Early on, when it was happening, the news started going around, and the neighbors started reacting against the bad neighbor. And Megan's mother was like, "Look, you know, try not to spread the rumors. Let's take this easy. We have things going on in court, so you know, take this down a couple notches. Please don't harass her because we don't want it to look bad in court. We want to win this court case." So
yeah,
she was
I would much rather that woman be dead. I would much, much rather that my 13-year-old daughter be alive and my neighbor be dead. That's what I think I would prefer.
You want to hear something else about her, too? She's a fat lady.
What a jerk. Who, Megan? Or?
No. The lady, the mother. Ugh. The parents are going to kill her. I saw them being interviewed on TV. Yeah. They're going to kill her.
Speaking of uplifting stories, I don't know if you know about Stephon Marbury's dad passed away. Did you guys hear about
during it? During the game, yeah.
Yeah, Stephon Marbury's dad started having chest pains during the game. He was at Madison Square Garden last week.
No way.
And they took him out and brought him to the hospital during the game. And when they brought him out during the game, they didn't bother telling Stephon, who went on to score however many points and actually had a decent game, and his dad was dead.
Wow.
That's why that kind of screwed up thing. As long as we're doing uplifting stories for the end of the show today, it's just crazy to me, the whole concept that the guy's father could be dead, but you know, they want to make sure that his, you know, that his shooting percentage stays up, so they don't bother telling him that his dad's been taken out and rushed to a hospital.
Well, they said it was the rest of the family that's true. That told that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they don't want their brother's, stock to go down if his shooting percentage drops, because then they won't sell as many jerseys at the NBA store.
It's true.
Rest in peace, Stockhausen. Sports.
Man. As long as we're talking about resting in peace, Ricky Hatton resting in peace on the canvas in the 10th round. Last night, Floyd Mayweather continues his winning undefeated ways and defeats Ricky Hatton. I shouldn't say laying on the canvas because it was a TKO. I think the ref stopped that. He didn't actually see the fight. But Ricky Hatton, everyone was convinced was gonna stop Floyd Mayweather, and he got beaten last night.
Really?
And I was gonna watch that fight, but it was $55.
Ooh, yeah. Was it on pay per view? $55
plus tax at $60 fight.
This is crazy because I wanted to talk about this at the beginning of the show when we were talking about UFC and the Ultimate Fighter and how you like certain personalities even though you don't necessarily like them when you see them from the show, when you see them in a real way. And thinking about this tied into the whole Floyd Mayweather thing. And I was thinking, like Floyd Mayweather is a guy that typically, like, would be one of the guys that I don't like because of the personality he has. And I don't know if that would be the way that it would be. Should I really get to know the guy as opposed to just his slam? Because like a guy like Muhammad Ali, I love. And Muhammad Ali was the same type of jerk that taunted his opponents and stuff like that. And yeah, I don't know if I would actually really like Floyd Mayweather if there was the Ultimate Boxer show.
I always think if you got to know actual players that you would have totally different favorite teams than you do now, probably.
So
possibly.
I'd like the Bears. Oh no, I would like something the opposite of my team. So I'd like the Patriots, the team that actually wins. That's actually what I would.
No,
go
you would like a team who gets arrested for like drinking and driving, partying.
Now he
you know
does that
mean?
Already.
What? No, Chris does. I know. No, I'm saying that he'd like a team that.
No, 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 no. I like the Dolphins, not the Bengals. The Dolphins.
No, he didn't say murder.
Oh, sorry.
Are there any teams out there known for their reading skills?
The Columbia football team is awesome at that, and the Harvard team.
I mean, I think Miami Dolphins are reading more than they're playing, right? They're 0-11?
Yeah, reading during the game.
If they read a playbook, they might actually do something.
Yeah, the playbook is Moby Dick.
Yeah, X's and O's are a little confusing, I know.
Is that it?
That's all I got for it.
Should I do this?
Oh, you mean for the show?
Yeah, isn't it like 1:30? Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock, but we started 15 minutes late.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and even though my wife desperately, desperately wants to go someplace right now, I shouldn't be putting this off, but I'm going to.
I forgot about the late start, I apologize.
Since we're talking about uplifting stories like football teams. Wait, what? We didn't even mention the Nebraska mall shooter this week, Robert Hawkins, who I'm sure has a MySpace page that people really say he had it coming.
What, did he kill 8 people?
He killed 9 people, including himself.
I don't know
himself.
Anything about this story.
8 people, including
guy.
Himself.
Including and himself, yeah. He was just, he listens to songs that are on your iPod, and he wears, like, Viva La Bam t-shirts.
I'll tell you one thing. They were interviewing his friends on CNN and asking him like how they could do this. And they were all girls, and they were all pretty hot. And I'm saying
they weren't his friends.
They're saying they knew the kid.
They were in his English class, and they used to shoot spitballs at him.
Like really? You think?
Actually, they just want to get on TV. They said, I was friends with the killer.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I was thinking, why is the guy killing himself? These girls are hot. They're saying that they're his friends.
Because they just wanted to be friends.
He was a crazy kid. I think he was living in like a foster home. He wasn't doing so well. He was failing in school. He just got fired at McDonald's, apparently. He
specifically
put a condom in a burger?
Oh. Wow. He just specifically went into like a department store. A really weird name to
Von Maul.
Von Moore.
He seemed to be targeting certain people. Had they figured out the people that he was stalking in there?
There were six people
totally
who
random?
Were working there. Six people that died were working there.
Well, that's the thing. As they went through all the employees, like there's like a picture and a little eulogy and a story about every single one, except for the youngest person shot, who was a 24-year-old girl named Maggie Webb.
She broke up with him or something. Yeah,
Maggie Webb was an employee of the Von Moore store.
Nice iPod.
Thank you.
I didn't know what that was. I was just like, I don't
Keith's
know.
Keith's iPod
just exploded. But, the 24-year-old girl, Maggie Webb, she's the only one that there's no pictures of her online anyplace. There's nothing about her. And she's the youngest victim, probably the closest one to his age that would have something to do with him. Although 24 24? And 17 probably still is beyond, I don't know.
Too far away.
And she was an employee of the store anyway. But I'm kind of intrigued by the fact that there's nothing written about her anyplace.
She's a regular Josh Evans. She doesn't exist.
She's a regular Christina Coltman that she would go for 2 years dead in her house that no one talks about.
I didn't even recognize that name when you just said
I don't think I said it before even. You couldn't hear what was written on my page across the room?
I try, but you know.
As Vanessa notes in the chat room, his suicide note is on thesmokinggun.com.
Yeah, his suicide note is kind of lame. He talks about being a piece of...
Oh, man. He's still shooting spitballs at the kid.
But, okay.
Lame-o.
I don't want to say... it's not like that. I mean, kid's a dork.
He gives his last will and testament. Yeah, he's a nerd. He gives his car back to his mom. He says his friends could take whatever he owns.
It's a legally binding will, yeah.
Didn't he say in it, like, I got to get out of here as soon as I can, but I'm going to take a couple of these jerks with me.
Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah, like I said, when I say it's lame, it's like he doesn't give any sort of inkling as to why or anything like that, other than like I'm a waste, I'm a bum, whatever.
He's going to be famous. Didn't he say he was going to be famous or something?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he did mention that.
He just wasn't having 100% fun anymore.
He's famous now. We mentioned him.
And he's got the same name as a character in Jericho.
I know. Vito's mom is famous then, too, by that logic.
Did you just out Vito's mom's last name?
No.
Yeah, mom.
Logic.
Vito's is her first name, mom is her last.
Actually, Vito, his last name is Samam.
Let's see. What are the things that I wanted to talk about? Ricky Hatton is gone. I've at three different times this week, I woke up in the middle of the night saying, I got to remember that for the show tomorrow, and didn't, and I don't know what the three things were. So much like when I was a young kid, I'm going to start keeping a notebook next to my bed. Because, you know, when I was younger, it was important to leave a notebook next to my bed because I was going to write lyrics for the big song. It was going to be really important. Or maybe a poem, you know, because I'm a real hipster. But three. And it was... So I got to get a journal because I'm telling you, I had really great ideas for the show. So I was like, oh, man, I got to remember this for the show tomorrow. I'd really be intrigued to see that because I'm sure that the stuff when I would read it the next day would be like almost unintelligible. I was like, hey, Fred, and then the dance with the, you know, dog smell. That was great.
Well, when Keith reads off your notebook when you're actually awake and conscious and writing in it, it's like a three-word description of what you're going to talk about. It's already seems like you're unconscious.
Your favorite show, Seinfeld, there's a great episode where he wakes up in the middle of the night and he writes The Flaming Globes of Ithaca. And he thinks it's going to be the funniest thing in the world. And it's only till the end of the episode he realizes what it says. And when he finally figures it out, he's just like, wait, that doesn't even make sense.
What is it?
They show Larry David on some science fiction movie when he's sleeping yelling, The Flaming Globes of Ithaca. And like Larry wakes up out of his sleep. And Jerry wakes up out of his sleep and writes it down because he thinks it's going to be so hysterical. By the way, I have a game planned for next week called The Flaming Globes of Ithaca.
Oh, it's going to be the funniest thing we've ever done? On the show, in the history of the show?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Don't be mad. You give me like an angry look. You mad?
No, whatever, bro. It's cool. Right. Actually, The Flame Trees of Ithaca is a book. I think I got that confused. And it wasn't Seinfeld. It was Masterpiece Theater. The one with Cookie Monster.
I thought it was played in Masterpiece Theater during an episode of Cribs. You actually watched it.
I don't even know what that means.
Mr. P and Little Bow Wow, right? Is that a song?
Oh,
no, Little Romeo.
Little Romeo. My bad, my bad.
Little Bow Wow would be Snoop Dogg's nephew.
Is it really?
Little Bow Wow, obviously.
I didn't know that they were together.
Oh, that makes sense. Now I get what that means.
He's the Little Bow Wow.
Lil. Like Lil Abner.
God.
Lil Abner.
Such an Abno.
Did you hear they're curing sickle cell anemia?
Oh, I forgot about that. And that was done with the with stem cells, right?
Great segue.
Oh, I know. I don't bother with those segues.
I didn't know if it was because he said that or that as soon as he said it, I immediately started laughing. Like, for some reason, that's a funny story to me.
Sickle cell. Oh, I didn't get the connection.
I'm laughing with joy. They're really curing that?
Yeah, they are. And what is sickle cell? There was no segue joke in that at all.
What is sickle cell?
Sickle cell anemia is when you have an iron deficiency in your blood. Sickle cell anemia is where the cells where the iron would adhere to in your was it the hemoglobins or the red platelets? I don't remember which one it is. Wow. They're actually shaped like they have a sickle type shape to them, and that's why the iron can't adhere to them. It's typically genetic disorder linked to those from descendants from Africa.
Could white people get the disease?
Can, but very, very unlikely.
Well, the important thing is that they're working on a cure for one disease that is like an inheritable, potentially fatal disease, and they're curing it in mice, which was unheard of before. Hmm. They're doing it through stem cells.
Is that white mice?
Yeah, probably, I would guess. But, I mean, the fantastic part is that they're generating these stem cells without having to generate them from embryos. So they're, like, taking it from cheek matter and implanting it into other... they're not making babies or killing them.
Hey, who just pinched my butt? Doctor, come back.
So they don't have to kill babies.
That's the idea. So you can circumvent the morons who are against using embryo cells.
I would love an egg sandwich right now.
Are people dying from that disease?
Of course. Yeah. Doesn't
large.
What's her name? Like Chili or T-Boz from the one of the two girls that's still left from TLC has
sickle cell.
Has sickle cell. I don't know if it's the T or the C.
The African American community is plagued with it.
Well, God bless the scientists that created that.
God bless sickle cell anemia.
Why would you
created the vaccine? Hopefully, they're saying that they have a vaccine.
No, they are? Wait, when did you hear that? On the show a couple seconds ago.
The good news is that it cures that. The bad news is it gives you AIDS.
It makes you addicted to malt liquor. Those are the two problems that comes from it. In Brooklyn this week, an 18 and 19-year-old duo got in trouble for counterfeiting. They were passing phony bills at the bank. The 18-year-old worked at the bank. So probably wasn't the smartest way to go. The way that they did these counterfeit bills is they scanned bills on their computers and printed them on an inkjet and cut them out and deposited them. So congratulations, the criminals of the week, the masterminds of the week.
There was a guy that tried to deposit $1 million bill into a Georgia bank a couple of weeks ago.
He made
$1 million bill and tried to deposit it. And then when the teller said, "Hold on a minute," and he tried to open an account with it, and they kept him sitting there for like 45 minutes, and he waited there instead of just deciding to get up and walk out.
Are you going to walk out on $1 million?
Well, the guy didn't know $1 million bill didn't exist.
Well,
he just made one
what's
up.
The largest currency?
I think it's $1,000.
$1,000.
I think there's $1,000 bill.
It's got to be $10,000.
Definitely more than $1,000. There's $10,000
bill. Is it $10,000 bill?
Absolutely.
I think there's only $1,000. Let's check that out.
Go to thecurrencygame.com.
Or the U.S. Mint.
No, not really.
The U.S. Mint, go to. Yeah, I think there's $1,000. I don't think it goes over $1,000.
I guarantee you there's a $5,000 and $10,000 bill.
Really?
You know what? Why don't you turn this into a game right now to end the show? Whose picture is on what bill?
Abe Lincoln is on the highest
all of
bill.
Them. Is on every single one of them.
I think I could get that right.
Okay.
George Washington is on the one.
Yeah, okay.
Abe Lincoln is on the five.
We're talking about 500s and above. Bills
Alexander
that people
Hamilton's
don't see.
Alexander Hamilton's on the
20. Mr. Burns.
10.
Game over.
The 10?
Yes.
Andrew Jackson's on the 20. Dawson from Dawson's Creek. The 50's some guy.
Grant.
Franklin's on the 100. And that's it. That's the highest bill.
No, 1,000. It goes up to 1,000.
Yeah, but I'll never
it
see
it. It definitely
that.
Goes up to 10, maybe even 100,000.
I think it's 1,000. I think it's 1,000.
I guarantee. So. I guarantee.
We'll see if Chris is wrong.
Federal Reserve notes are the only U.S. currency issued today. Federal Reserve notes were initially issued in denominations ranging from 5 to 10,000.
Okay. Brian, spot on. Spot on as he said 10,000.
But they don't tell us that it's anything different.
The $1,000 bill is the largest denomination printed since 1946.
Okay. The 100 note has been the largest denomination printed since 1946.
Oh, okay. Well, then that doesn't count.
You're going to tell me that any $500 bill is over 70 years old if you touch it?
Yeah. In 1969, all notes greater than 100 were retired because of declining demand.
Ooh.
But if you still 69, have one?
They exist.
If you still have one, like, can you cash it in?
Of course. If you're probably, if you're a coin collector and you have like an 1853 quarter, you can go to a store and use it for 25 cents. You could probably also go to a coin collector and sell it for hundreds of dollars. Yeah. But
trade it for a $1,000 bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those bills exist. So you're.
Oh yeah. So you think they're worth more than what they?
Of course.
Oh yeah.
Probably. Who's on the 5,000 or 10,000?
Once a bill's out of circulation.
Once the what?
Once the bill's out of circulation, it's still good.
But there has to be...
No, it still goes up in value. I'm sorry. I get distracted by all sorts of sounds and things.
There has to be a face on the $5,000 and $10,000 bill, though, right? There has
of
to be.
Of course there is.
Is it a president?
No, it's a ghost.
Well, no.
Grim Reaper is on the 500.
Not every face is
and
a president.
Santa Claus is on... Everyone is a president except for Franklin and Hamilton.
So they might be on the $5,000 and $10,000 bill. We don't know.
Isn't Aaron Burr on one of them?
It should be.
He shot his way into it.
Stephen Wright wasn't on one of those?
Yeah, Hamilton.
William McKinley was on the 500.
I was on a $100 bill once.
Yes, yeah, Steve? What else?
I rolled over and it was attached to my face.
You doing too much coke? Who was on the 5,000, Brian?
$500, William McKinley.
Hey,
William H. Macy is on the $10,000 bill.
A picture from him from Fargo? Or?
No, it was a picture of him at the time because they stopped making it in 1947, so it's two zygotes just sitting on the front of a...
I don't know. I think it's like a five-year-old kid.
No, he's not... Dude, 40s? He's not that old.
He's always looked like he was in his 80s, though, with that face.
Let's see. What other quick things do I got to get out before the show is over? Control, the new film coming out. Control, did we talk
about
that?
It's been out for a long time. Yeah. Are you talking about the Joy Division movie?
It's actually out?
It's out of
not
theaters.
Not only is it
already.
Out, it's no longer in the theaters. Yeah.
You're talking about the Joy Division.
Yeah, yeah. I read about it for the first time this week.
Not the Janet Jackson
song? I missed
song?
It, by the way.
Miss Fox, too, yeah. If you're nasty.
I have a Joy Division documentary DVD at home.
I listened to a Joy Division song once. Just once.
I was in the Joy Division.
I bet you it was Level Tears Apart.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else uplifting that I want to talk about?
Nice. I'm just saying.
Perfect. What about Control? Tell me about Control.
No, I got nothing to say.
Are you doing an old movie review like Keith used to do?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. Just that the movie was coming out was all I was saying. I had nothing else to say about it.
It's sounds like an excellent movie. I've been wanting to see it.
Merry Christmas.
They all do their own music. They don't play the Joy Division music. They cover it. All the actors, which is kind of says a lot about the simplicity of Joy Division music. Two of those actors never picked up an instrument before.
Than I can say, 'cause I wasn't there.
You were listening to Best in Show Radio. BestinShowRadio.com. Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Keith. Chris, thank you for coming to Best in Show Radio. Cocky Socks. Steamroller, roll over your face. Take to the
Leroy! Yeah, yeah.